Oh, absolutely. You know, I was at a bash the other day. There were lovely canapes and this man was talking to me. And genuinely, every time he spoke, he spat a bit of canapé at me. It was the most horrific thing. I'm thinking, someone could have taught him about that. That would have been helpful too. Belinda Alexander, always a pleasure. She's an etiquette expert, as you can see. Now, a lot of people might think this stuff's all a bit snotty. Do you know what? It does matter. I'm sorry, it does. And I'm probably the rudest person on the planet.
Talking of rude people,
people. John Holmes is here.
May have been spitting at you deliberately.
You mentioned, if you've heard. Do you know what was really annoying at the party? I'm like, on this health kick, so I'm thinking I'm not allowed any canapés. So I'm standing there completely sober, not eating these amazing canapés going round. He's on his 15th glass of bubbly, eating his lovely canapés.
Did you not try and catch any of it in your mouth?
The only taste I'm getting of these canapés is when it's hitting my face.
Nice. Dropping into your mouth.
Yes. Oh, what's happening on your show?
Oh, a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz will round up the showbiz. There's another go at a quiz about Paul Ross called Paul Ross Master, but I have got you a present. Hang on.
It's not your book, is it?
Yeah, well, I'm being told that you want a copy.
I do want a copy. But don't sign it because it'll lose value.
I will, yeah. There you go.
Thank you. I've got a copy. John Holmes, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes. You'll learn so much about me from that you didn't want to know.
Can I point out the fact that Hugh Dennis is an incredibly funny man, a brilliant comedian. He says this is absolutely positively and occasionally wincingly laugh out loud funny. How much do you pay him for that?
Quite a lot, actually. Yeah. Just owe him a favour now.
Right, on that note, so we're going to leave it after that plug. Thank you very much, Mr. Holmes. Oh, I have to be nice to you now. You give me a free book.
Yeah.
Wait till
you've read it.
No one's going to read it.
I look forward to your review.
You just wait. No one's going to read it. It's coming out for 12:15. I've been hearing from all the guys in the office. It's a great book. Now let it go. He's on after. No, your producers are shaking their heads. He's coming up after 1 o'clock. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
5 for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep. I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut?
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's 1 minute past one and now Toby's got the news.
Thank you. Coming up, Chinese eye further nuclear partnerships, double murder in North London and Bowie set for historic award.
Talk Radio.
The Chinese company helping to build the new power station at Hinkley Point says it's now hoping to win two more similar contracts in Essex and Suffolk. CGN was given the go-ahead for the controversial project in Somerset by the government this morning after reaching a new agreement with French energy giant EDF. Economist from BGC Partners Mike Ingram told Julia Hartley Brewer the £18 billion cost is crazy.
That enormous price that consumers are going to have to pay for this, the electricity produced from this plant for the next 35 years, £92.5 per megawatt hour, which is over twice the wholesale price, is still in place. I mean, I think the economics of this project are absolutely indefensible.
A woman and her nephew have been found shot dead at a home in London. It's understood they're a 52-year-old mother of nine and a 21-year-old man. Police in East Finchley have begun a murder investigation. UK anti-doping bosses have warned all Team GB athletes who took part in the Rio Olympics they could have their medical records leaked by Russian computer hackers. It follows the publication of Sir Bradley Wiggins and Chris Froome's data, as well as three other British sports stars, after it was stolen from the World Anti-Doping Agency. Froome says he's not concerned about it, with no suggestion of any wrongdoing by any of the athletes. Talk Radio has been told the UK is on the right path to slowing the increase of female genital mutilation. A Home Affairs Select Committee report by MP says it's lamentable that there's yet to be a conviction over the procedure, despite figures showing over 500 girls undergo it every month. Anti-FGM campaigner Hebo Waderi told Julia Hartley Brewer she thinks convictions are on their way.
UK banned it in 1985, but they weren't doing anything. The government or anybody wasn't doing anything. It's just been the last 13, 15 years that the survivors themselves started to speak. And this legal system that started from last year, October, has been only 1 year. Yeah. So it's not that long, and it needs to be given time.
Tests on a large piece of plane debris found washed up off the coast of Tanzania in June will take place after it became clear it is part of the missing jet MH370. It disappeared in March 2 years ago with 239 people on board. Officials say it's an outboard flap, which could hold clues to what happened exactly to the plane. And David Bowie is expected to become the first artist to posthumously win the Mercury Prize later. The singer, who died in January, is nominated for his album Black Star. Others in the running to receive the award include Skepta, Bat for Lashes, Radiohead and Laura Mvula, who says it's a big deal to be nominated.
It's right next to the Turner Prize or the Booker Prize. It kind of has the same prestige. So I feel like as an artist, if you want to be acknowledged for your craft, this is the prize that you want.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I like the way you said outboard flap.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
A hot afternoon across much of England and Wales, though there'll be the odd thunderstorm remaining cloudy in the north.
Why are you here, Toby?
I am...
Because you last joined us like when we had Brexit,
yes,
I think.
Yes, the day of Brexit.
Because Victoria was off or something.
Yes, she was at Glastonbury.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, getting her... Yes, speaking of flaps, she got her tent robbed, didn't she?
She did, yes, yeah. She did, absolutely.
Speaking of flaps, yeah. What have I just missed?
He was talking about flaps in the news.
Oh. Outboard flaps,
yeah,
specifically.
Yeah.
Outboard flaps.
Or specifically, given the sea.
Yes, yes, indeed. Mm. So elsewhere today, there is going to be the odd thunderstorm. Remaining cloudy in the northwest with rain spreading east. Highs today at 30 Celsius. Mist and fog setting in for some overnight, with rain moving across the north and occasional storms across the south. Overnight lows 15 Celsius.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's good to be back.
Well... Toby's with us this afternoon and throughout, I imagine. We'll see. Ben, though, I think. Is it Ben today? Is it Ben?
Have we seen Ben?
Ben is here with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, yeah. Manchester United will be without Wayne Rooney when they start their Europa League campaign at Feyenoord this evening. The England captain is one of three first-team players. Manager Jose Mourinho has decided to rest. Southampton go into the match with Sparta Prague, having failed to register a win so far in the Premier League. And League of Ireland side Dundalk begin at Dutch side AZ Alkmaar. Swansea's Nathan Dyer has been ruled out of action for up to 2 months. He's had to undergo surgery on an ankle injury. The Olympic Stadium in Kiev will host the 2018 Champions League final. The stadium was the venue for the Euro 2012 final, where Spain beat Italy 4-0. It'll be the first time Ukraine has hosted a European Cup or Champions League final in the history of the competition. Finally, at the Paralympics today, wheelchair cyclist David Weir goes in his third final this afternoon. Swimmer Ellie Simmons will hope to make the breaststroke final tonight. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
It's 6 minutes past one now, and that was Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Toby had the news, and now Chloe will press a button of some kind that will put some kind of commercial radio thing on, probably.
Talk Radio.
Coming up on Sky One.
An exciting blockbuster adventure.
You know how many treasure maps I've followed?
He's a rough American.
They don't tend to end well.
She's a cultured Brit.
Because I'm a lady, you think I sit around all day being waited on hand and foot by a butler?
They're chalk and cheese.
Okay, one of us can stay put while the other one escapes.
And by one of us, you mean me.
They're Hooten and the Lady. Every week, an exciting adventure in a new location.
Take cover!
starts tomorrow night at 9, only on Sky One.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am desperate for a Waz. I don't mind telling you that. Paid intern Cornelius is still banging on. You'll be fine, because, you know, you haven't ever had sex with anyone. They haven't really trained Chloe up properly. And then she tells us, during the break, she's drunk. Yes, it is Talk Radio. Asprodcast is accused of bodging the deal between the World Anti-Doping Agency and the panda population, as we know. The walking tour of London's toilets assemble outside at the Welsh. China, well, the stories I've heard, I think Ant sucks and Deck blows. Sam Delaney caught that STD.
Vladimir Putin.
Once had the spines of a colony of sea urchins from Greg Evigan.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then. Hello and... yes, I'm going to throw in a welcome to your Thursday approximation of some radio. Now, between 1 and 4 each weekday, this is where we release not the medical records of an ill Bradley Wiggins or Chris Froome, but rather we release the ill-advised, ramshackle and half-assed collection of radio features that have, over the preceding months, come to pass as a programme. That said, we have, much like Hinkley Point Nuclear Power Station in Somerset, been given the go-ahead to produce some radio for the UK this afternoon, although whereas Hinkley Point is, and I quote, subject to significant safeguards that it must adhere to, I'm afraid that the email sent to me by our boss here, Denny, which had the subject header significant safeguards, I simply didn't read it because I never read his emails on the grounds that they are pointless. Also, unlike Hinkley Point Power Station in today's announcement, this show is not funded by the Chinese or the French, but thanks to a deal struck with a food blogger, cake expert, that we had on the telephone, or was it on Monday?
Monday.
Yeah. Today's show is going to be brought to you in association with an extremely opportunistic double chocolate cheesecake that's been being brought in at around 2 o'clock by eight. What is it? Annam?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, Annam, yeah, she's bringing it in. She was talking to us on Monday, and she promised to bring us a cheesecake if we allowed her to sponsor the show. This is today's show is in sponsorship with Annam's Cheesecake. It's easy, this. Right, if you're listening upstairs in sales and promotion, are you listening? It's easy, this. Anyway, she's promised to deliver it by 2 p.m. And also as the the Chinese and the French there with their... Are they getting a double chocolate cheesecake at Hinkley Point? I don't think the French or the Chinese are getting that. I don't think so. It might be an investment of £18 billion, but does it taste nice, French and Chinese? Does it? No. No, it doesn't, does it? And anyway, if you tried to deliver a double chocolate cheesecake to Hinkley Point, the Chinese would probably shoot it for being a dissident, and the French might mistake it for a Muslim and force it to take its top layer off because they thought it was a veil. Anyway, hello. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and here's what unsafe, unreliable, high carbon emissions that are coming your way this afternoon here on the programme. Headline Hijack is on the way. Toby is reading the news today. Hello, Toby.
Hello.
At 2 o'clock, his mouth will say the news, but then, my friends, it will say a news lie. Why? Ask me why.
Why?
Well, because we think, research thinks, that people aren't necessarily listening to this bit of the programme because it's lunchtime, so they pop out for lunch, don't they? They get back at 2 o'clock, put the radio on, and what do they hear? They hear the news coming out of Toby, and they believe it, for Toby commands authority. Well, Toby has the news, and just after that, he'll say a news lie made up by you, and the people that don't hear this bit will believe it. That's Headline Hijack. Get involved, make a story up, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's also the ceremonial throwing open of the mouldering pitter-bread doors that guard the entrance to the Talk Radio in the weekday afternoons Tupperware Hall of Despair. Are you lunching alone? Are you a lonely... what lunch? If you are eating lunch for whatever reason on your own, then come on the radio and share your story. Our aim is simple. It's to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. See, that's... There are prize gifts available as well, aren't there?
Yes.
Now, if you get inducted, you can choose from the following glittering array of prizes.
A Talk Radio mug, a copy of today's Metro with some haikus scribbled on it, a Talk Sport mug, a copy of John's book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, yes, a Talk Sport 2 mug, all mugs are swiped from the kitchen, a copy of a 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar.
We got it out of the skip. Genuinely did. Genuinely pulled it out of the skip. He was gone a day and they just binned him. We got him. We got him out.
And a copy of a 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Colander. It's a colander. There was a typo in the email.
A copy of the colander.
Yeah.
Well, it's a...
It's just a colander.
It's just not as good as a normal colander. That's what it means by that.
Quite. Can do with a colander. Can I win? How do I win?
No, you work it. Anyway, if that's...
You don't win, you get gifted it.
You get gifted it, that's right. Apparently, I don't know the difference, but anyway, apparently that's what we've got to say. Anyway, if you'd like to be a lonely luncher, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There's work experience punditry. Today, Steve. Is it Steve?
Steve.
Steve's here with his geeky, gadgety crap, a roundup of that. The news in haikus, that, in case you are a new listener, is where we... present the news to you in the form of the ancient art of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. We'll venture out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think snowballs or floor tiles? Well, our crack team of reporters, so cool because they're a team of reporters on crack, have been out into the streets to find out. All will be revealed later. There's a diversity paper review. Today, the papers are examined by Matt, who is a...
Jew.
That's right. When I say... the papers bit. We're not examining his papers. He's examining the... I mean, that would be terribly awkward. There's a roundup of showbiz from a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. He's called Reese. He'll be here. And then after 3:30, the return of radio's most, and by most I mean least, popular quiz. Paul Rossmaster is back. Don't know who's playing yet. Ginger Dave, not producing. He's been given the go-ahead to build a new student manufacturing plant in his bedroom. Asprodcast is through the glass. Through the miserable window.
No.
Chloe's on the buttons today.
Yay.
Yay. Toby's on the news.
Yay.
Paid intern Cornelius. Now, I was looking for something for you to do now.
To do?
Yes, and just as we were talking about that, as you were leaving the room a moment ago, it was suggested by Toby that you juggle.
Yes, I can juggle.
Yes. Yeah, but you said...
that I can juggle.
You said, yeah, I can juggle three girlfriends.
I didn't say that.
At once. Three girlfriends at once.
And then we looked at him and decided that was a lie.
Yes, that's right. And then I think you said, are they blind?
Well, yes.
And you said...
they have 20/20 vision.
And I said, the only sense that they'd have 20/20 anything is in that, like in cricket, it's over much faster with you.
Okay.
And then we stopped.
I missed that bit.
No, you got out of the room. Anyway, it's
on air dating.
Yeah, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio. We'll start with some music. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. I'm playing that on Talk Radio. As Talk Radio's head of music, it's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. But the question remains, of course, why am I playing that song by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark? Why? Why would I be doing that?
Oh, my days, why?
Well, I'll tell you, Cornelius. It's because that song is called Electricity. And the big story of the day, of course, is the go-ahead that's been given to Hinkley Point Nuclear Power Station, which will, of course, produce electricity. So I'm playing Electricity by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. Electricity. Now, Asprodcast isn't through the glass, but that's fine, because what we've got today to talk about the big story is a nuclear power Somerset new power station correspondent to talk to on the radio next to discuss all things Hinkley Point. So
he sounds clever.
So off you go.
What?
Off your
Is it me?
Yeah.
Well, he is clever then.
Yeah, really.
So I have to go. Where am I going?
To Hinkley Point in Somerset. Just during the adverts and the travel.
Mark, I best get off now then.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yep. Talk to you in a bit. Next, we'll talk to our Hinkley Point power station nuclear correspondent Cornelius, live from Hinkley Point. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. And 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative, £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Southampton, the A27 Keynes Hill is closed in both directions. It's been shut between Charles Watts Way and Netley Fairs Road. That's after a water main burst. The A30 in Cornwall remains closed in both directions near Senan because of an accident involving a van and a motorhome. Delays on the M5 through Worcestershire, where there's an accident closing a lane both sides around Junction 8 for the M50. And the A1M in South Yorkshire, an accident closing a lane northbound around Junction 37 at Marr. I'm Dave Stamford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics
and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, it says that's the slogan that they came up with in a probably a meeting of, I don't know, people before we launched the station. Talk Radio, what we're going to say? We'll get you talking. That'll do. Yeah. First idea, put it down. What we found is, of course, it doesn't fit on the front of the radios and just says, on this little screen you have on the digital radio, it just says, Talk Radio, we'll get you. And if you're listening to this on DAB now and it says, we'll get you, take a photo on your phone or whatever, and do send it to us, because we are compiling a little gallery of threatening messages sent to your DAB radio along the lines of, we'll get you, from Talk Radio. 87222, start your message with the word talk, at Talk Radio on Twitter. If you'd like to use Twitter, start your message with any word you like. It's time to talk about today's big story. Record-breaking hot weather set to end its run tomorrow in a more September-y splutter of storms and such like. There are those heaving sighs made of relief. And those and the power companies, of course. The past week has been, unprecedented in its temperatures, but also it's seen unprecedented demand on the national grid as people all over the country have been, of course, sleeping in fridges, have you heard in the news, while others have been stockpiling electricity in buckets or in the bath in case the electricity runs out. But today we learn that the UK's new nuclear facility will come online sometime in the next few years, with North Korea agreeing to put up the money following their recent successful tests, or at least initially. Now, there has been some controversy, of course, about North Korea funding it, which is why we now think France and China might be helping as well. The new power station will generate enough electricity for every single person, man, woman and child in this country to watch the first episode of the new Bake Off when it moves to Channel 4, and then to go on Twitter to complain about it afterwards. That's the amount of power it could generate. Our future foreign investment in Britain's critical infrastructure, with particular regard for power stations, correspondent, is live at Hinkley Point. Good afternoon, Cornelius. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you're down, you're now in Somerset. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, that's great. The weather is how it is in Somerset at the moment,
yep,
which I'm presuming is sunny.
Yeah, good. Now, the question, of course, that everyone is asking, Hinkley Point, what's the point?
Well, Hinkley Point will be able to provide lots of nuclear energy to the whole country, John, and that's good, isn't it?
No, you've misunderstood. When I said Hinkley Point, what's the point? I mean, actually, in Hinkley, what is the point of what's the actual bit that's given it the name The Point? I mean, what is it?
It's a sharp rock, and on the end, it's a bit tetchy, you know. It's
yeah,
a bit sharp.
Sharp. The Hinkley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they've had to put a cork on top just to, in case some children fall into it.
Yeah. That's as dangerous as nuclear power, really, to children, so I'm glad they've corked the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about alternative energy sources, because there's been a lot of controversy about this, of course. Nuclear power always generates electricity, but also controversy. So wind, I say wind to you, I say solar, water,
mm-hmm,
moaning and complaining has been suggested. There's so much moaning and complaining now, people moaning and complaining or being offended on Twitter and so on and so forth. People moaning and complaining, the Remainers usually, about what happened with Brexit. Is there some way we can harness the power of all of that moaning and complaining? That's what people are saying.
Oh, absolutely, John. It is, of course, an excellent renewable energy source. And there's people like Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yep.
If you wire her up when one of her guests pull out on the last minute, you have enough energy to almost to sort of create a massive explosion that can hurt an intern.
That's right. It can decimate a room of interns, can't it? I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it happen myself.
I mean, as John Lydon sang, "Anger is an energy," and that's very much the campaign slogan of the "Wire Julia Hartley Brewer up to the National Grid" campaign, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, do you think there are a lot of people who'd like to see Julia Hartley Brewer wired up to electricity?
Yes, several people, John, have been asking around, and almost 100%, and that's just in the talk radio office.
They've been doing trials in Sweden, of course, you'll know about this, where they've got, for power, and this is interesting, isn't it, and maybe it is an alternative, they've got giant mutant hamsters on those giant wheels. Running, and they're generating they're using the running hamsters to generate electricity. And why isn't that something we're going to see over here then? Why it's a success in Sweden? What's wrong with it bringing it here?
Well, they did try that on the London Eye Wheel, John, with hamsters, but what they found were the hamsters were just simply sitting back and enjoying the view rather than spinning the wheel on its own. So it wasn't as productive as hoped.
All right, I want to ask you this. I know you've got you're down there with a because we know it's going to be funded by the North Koreans and the Chinese and the French. And I know you've got a French spokesman with you now.
Yes, from EDF Energy.
Yeah, can I maybe I just have a quick word with the French spokesman? Yeah,
sure. I'll just put him on. Pass you to Jean.
Bonjour.
Bonjour,
Jean. Bonjour. Comment avez-vous?
Oui.
Yes. Could you parlez-vous anglais?
Yeah.
Could you just talk us through some of the funding structures that are now in place for this from your side, the French side of this, please?
Absolutely, John. What we have done is we are going to Paris and we have got the cheese and the garlic and we are using that money to make the power station.
Good.
In Glee.
Good. Could you put Cornelius back on, please?
Yo, 2 seconds. Bon dia.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi. Now, I understand you're also there with a Chinese spokesman. Could you put them on?
No, I can't, John.
Chinese spokesman, perhaps we could have a word with him.
No, I can't.
With the Chinese spokesman, do you think?
I can't, he's gone.
Has he?
What about
the North Korean one? Is he there?
No, definitely not. Stop it.
Are you sure the Chinese one's not back now?
He's definitely... He's gone.
I've got a question for you.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
Why is it acceptable to do French and not Chinese? I don't understand why.
I don't know.
It's just the way it is. Yeah.
Just the way
Can
it is.
Can I ask
is.
The Chinese correspondent that same question, please?
No. No, you can't.
Okay. Thanks, Cornelius. There, it's Cornelius down there with a French spokesman and a Chinese spokesman who had run off, and a North Korean spokesman who'd run off even faster and didn't want to speak to Talk Radio this afternoon. Are you still there, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Do you want to come back in now?
Yeah, actually, it's quite nice out here.
No, come back in.
Do the show on the phone.
No, come back in now.
Oh, okay.
The big story there, the Hinkley Point power station that's been given the go-ahead, £18 billion worth of funding. And that was our correspondent Cornelius down at Hinkley Point in Somerset. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. It's 1:30. Toby's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Britain's first nuclear power station for 20 years has been given the go-ahead after a comprehensive review. Hinkley Point C in Somerset was approved after a new agreement with French energy firm EDF. But there's concern the £18 billion deal may not offer value for money as the energy sector continues to change. But Business Secretary Greg Clark has told the Commons it's a good decision on environmental grounds.
The electricity generated will be reliable and low carbon, and so completely compatible with our climate change obligations. And Hinkley Point C will inaugurate a new era of UK nuclear power.
Two people murdered at a flat in North London are believed to be a mother of nine and her 21-year-old nephew. They were found shot dead in East Finchley just after 6:30 this morning. This neighbour is a family friend.
We know from back home, then we came here.
Where's home?
Congo. Oh my goodness, I'm shocked. I didn't expect that.
two people murdered at a flat in... the mother and grandmother of a six-month-old baby who was killed by a dog have been jailed for 2 years each. The American pit bull named Bruiser mauled Molly Mae Wotherspoon at her home in Daventry in October 2014. And the Bank of England has left interest rates on hold at 0.25 of 1%. Rates were cut to the record low in August to help cushion the economy following the vote to leave the EU. Now here's your weather. Warm and sunny for most today, though some cloud in the northwest. Tonight, rain moving across the north and occasional storms in the south. Overnight lows of 15 Celsius.
15 Celsius. Toby, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Will you be back in half an hour?
I will.
Of course you will, because you will be speaking a news lie.
Yes.
Headline hijack on the way. If you'd like to get us a made-up news story, and we will forcibly insert it into Toby's mouth.
Ouch.
And it will come out of it, but sounding real, for Toby has the voice of news authority. And the people not listening to this bit, who get back to their desk and put the radio on at 2 o'clock, might well hear Toby think, oh, it's the news, it's Toby's got the news, that must be true. And then there will be a news lie there to confuse them. We'd like you to make it up. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio, sponsored this afternoon by Annam's Cheesecake.
So wrong it's nom.
That's her blog, isn't it?
Yes.
So wrong it's nom. Brought to you in association by a lady who was going to bring us a cheesecake in half an hour. That's how easy it is to sponsor this programme.
Just it's about an hour.
Bring a cake or a thing or something. It's easy, this commercial radio lark. I don't know what everyone moans about.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, very soon we'll meet a lonely lunch at Clubber. Ahead of that, some of your reactions that are coming in for today's big story. Oh, you're back?
Yeah, yeah.
From, it's annoying that Chinese spokesman wouldn't talk to us, though, isn't it?
No, well, he was a mute, so...
Yeah, so that's...
Not the best choice for a spokesperson.
No. Yeah. So, what reactions have been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. We've had this from Moira. Hinkley is a great idea. I enjoy having him on the evenings on Talk Radio. I don't get that.
What?
She's just explained. It's because when the Frenchman spoke about Hinkley, he said, Hinkley.
Oh.
Hinkley. Yes, he's very good.
How would the Chinese spokesman have said that?
We can't speak, can he? That's the problem. Yeah. He's a mute.
I still don't know why you can't do a French accent. I don't understand why you can do a French accent. And other a Welsh, say.
Mm.
But, you know, you can't do a Chinese. You can't, can you?
No, it's just that's the way tis.
Mm.
And this is from Thomas, who says, I'm glad they're getting safeguards in. I actually am offering to be one of these safeguards. So if anyone starts drowning in the nuclear waste, I will jump in and save them.
That's they do need that program down there, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it does spill effluent and it out into the sea. So it makes sense to have safeguards in place. What's this here? The Chinese have said that they will imprison any power that comes out of the station of Hinkley Point C if it doesn't comply. And the French, though, have said that, and this is a statement from EDF Energy this afternoon, the French have said the power station will have no roof or safety covering at all. Mm. And this is because it's on a beach, and they frown upon any form of covering up on a beach, of course, as we know. And they consider a roof or protective lead-lined power stations to just be nothing more than a nuclear burkini, they'd say to the French this afternoon. So that's interesting. Do keep your reactions coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Supreme. previously indicated, in quite some detail, there is a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock every single day here on Talk Radio. We call it Headline Hijack, and we'd like you to make the news story up. This is your cordial invitation to do so. So 87222
is the start your message with the word talk.
Yes, I think we all know that by now. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Is the Twitter. Right, here's what's been coming in then. Leaked medical records of Bradley Wiggins. This has come in from Maisie. Have shown that the cyclist suffers from chronic saddle sore. The papers show that Wiggins has to sit on a soft cushion for 7 hours after each rest, and a special balm has to be applied to his buttocks 6 times a day. It's a balm and a poultice.
Balm, yeah.
And a poultice to the Wiggins buttocks. To his medical records. There, what have you got, Cornelius?
This is from Hamerton on Twitter, who says, as part of the new boundary review for the next election, the English Cricket Board have announced that they too will be adjusting their boundaries at cricket grounds, meaning that some out-of-field positions could be scrapped. Prominent cricketer Kevin Peterson is set to lose his deep square leg position, but is confident that he'll be able to find another position further in
the field. Well, that's what happens when you redraw the boundaries.
And yeah.
This has come in from at a person. Following the news that the government have approved Hinkley Point, that will be funded by France and China, Theresa May has urged the British population to thank the nations today by perhaps having a baguette for lunch and a Chinese takeaway for dinner. The Prime Minister said the government will be part subsidising these delicacies for the day. In the studio to talk us through the that baguette, we've got a French spokesman. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you? Baguette.
What do you make of, well, I can see, yes. What do you make of this, the idea, the government's idea, that in part, the power station will be funded by baguette sales?
Your Prime Minister, Theresa May. He's a very, very lovely woman. Thank you.
Okay.
Merci.
Joining me as well is the a Chinese spokesman from China. Chinese spokesman, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Chinese spokesman.
No. Stop it.
Could you talk us through the notion that Hinkley Point C will be in part sponsored from the profits of Chinese takeaways in this country?
Nope.
Thank you very much, Chinese spokesman. It's 20 to 2. We'll
You're
meet
welcome.
We'll meet next on Talk Radio. We'll meet a lonely lunch clubber. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
From just £299 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 313 CDI Premium Edition long wheelbase van in Arctic White includes aircon, Becker Map Pilot, Bluetooth and more. Check it out now in the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. For conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 48 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £11,207.34. Optional final payment £8,825. Option pack only available on 2 and 3 series vans. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer, now with £100 off per booking.
Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
In Southampton, the A27 Canes Hill is closed in both directions. It's been shut between Charles Watts Way and Netley Fairs Road. That's after a water main burst. The A30 in Cornwall remains closed in both directions near Senan because of an accident involving a van and a motorhome. Delays on the M5 through Worcestershire, where there's an accident closing a lane both sides around Junction 8 for the M50. And the A1M in South Yorkshire, an accident closing a lane northbound around Junction 37 at Marr. I'm Dave Stamford.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio.
Every weekday morning from 6, join Paul Ross for the Full Set Breakfast.
A supersized scoop of breaking news, a generous dollop of big-name guests and, of course, a well-seasoned host.
Then from 10, the lady who's not for turning off.
Join me, Julia Hartley-Brewer, on the UK's premier forum of free speech for 3 hours of outspoken current affairs debate and fearless opinion.
From 1, give your afternoons an alternative edge with John Holmes.
What colour would you paint a palette?
I wouldn't paint it. It's one of the biggest pieces of nonsense I've ever heard.
Yeah, I might say that, yeah.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes. What? Talk what? Radio. We'll get you talking.
What? Oh, I see. Right, okay, it's, yes, it's... Oh, look at that. I've just looked at the news. So there's Hinkley Point...
I told you not to do
that. I know. I can't help, it's like... You know when you go past the... I can't help but rubberneck the news. That's the problem. I go past the news, and I try not to look. But, you know, I just can't help it. And I slow down, I have a look at the news.
That only causes further delays.
I know, but I can't help it. I mean, look, there's the Hinkley Point thing. That's about it today. But the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, Cornelius, because you're not the only one. We get letters.
Yeah?
Yeah. We get letters into the studio from listeners who also can't get their head around the news and asking for our help. Let me give you an example. Hello, dear John. Read the news that you mentioned on your programme. Well, I just can't get my head around it. Yours very sincerely, Peter. In Buckingham. Thank you very much for that. Just one example, really, of a letter there. Another one here from... who's this from? This is from Dennis in Roussos. Dear John, read the news. I simply can't get my head around it. I wonder if there's a way you could help me. And just a couple of examples of the letters that we get there. But you're right, and I know we know from your letters that you can't get your head around it, but that's why we like to help you, of course, by each day bringing the news to you in a sort of easy-to-understand, broken-down form. When you break the news down, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Trump faces tax probe and says offensive things. He's just like Jimmy Carr.
Shut up.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Good afternoon, welcome along. If this is your first time listening, well, allow me to explain what happens now. Each day at this time, we open the doors that lead into... The doors are made of mouldering pita bread. The doors that lead into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is where we induct people who are lunching alone into the Lonely Lunch Club. Now, if you'd like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club, all you've got to do, the criteria is this... Be lunching alone. That's it. And then come on the radio, tell us your story, tell us why, and then tell us what you're having for lunch. We will take on the role of friend, colleague, confidant. And I suppose just be a shoulder to a shoulder to lean on by reaching a hand out of the radio and pulling you through your lunchtime. That's what we're here for. We're here to be your friend. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There are gifts afoot. More of that anon. But first, let us meet today's Lonely What Lunch. It's Brittany. Hello, Brittany.
Hello, John.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good, Brittany. How are you?
I'm good, but very lonely.
Oh, that's a real shame, isn't it? Now, weirdly, you're called Brittany, but you're not in.
I am.
But you're not in Britain, are you?
I'm not.
Where
are? I'm not. But my name means from Britain, actually.
Yes.
And I am of British descent.
British descent, yes. Like,
yes.
Like most of you. Are you? so where are you, Brittany?
I am in New York.
In New York.
Wow.
Listening in New York.
New York.
How very...
I am New York.
New York.
I am...
if we did an...
I'm in New York.
Yes, we know. We've established that. If we did an American accent to you, is that offensive? I'll tell you why I'm asking.
Go ahead.
Tell you why I'm asking. It's because it turns out we're allowed to do French voices on the radio, say, an accent, right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, if you try and do a Chinese one, everyone says it's racist. So I was just working out whether or not it was okay to do an American one at you.
Well, yeah.
It's fine, isn't it?
I think so. New York isn't a race. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can handle it.
China's not a race.
Over here.
Chinese is a race.
Whatever. So what do you do in New York, Brittany?
I work at Billboard.
Billboard?
Yeah.
As Billboard in the chart
publishing.
People.
Yeah, you know the chart?
Yeah, Billboard chart, yes, of course. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
The Billboard Hot 100.
Pretty reputable company.
Yeah. All right, okay. How long have you worked at Billboard?
About 6 months.
Okay, so quite new to the Billboard. And what's your role at Billboard?
I'm a host there. I do some hosting, some on-air hosting, and some social media stuff.
Look at this.
So, okay. Twitter and all that.
All right, Brittany. Okay.
Yeah.
So, why then, in your social crazy New York, so the city that let us not forget, never sleeps, Brittany, why on earth? I was going to say lunching alone, but of course there it would be breakfast at the moment, wouldn't it?
Right.
So you're listening at lunchtime, but it's you're breakfasting alone. So why? Why?
I am. Because I'm hiding.
Because you're hiding?
I'm hiding. Yes, I'm hiding from this guy. He's so mean. He's so mean to me at work, and I don't want to see him.
You don't like? I thought you said you were hiding from the sky.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Which is a...
Oh, no. You can't hide from the sky.
Well, I mean, I know, but...
It's always there.
I thought I was going to start having to, you know, sort of talk to someone with a mental problem. I just don't know what was going on. Well, that's fine. Okay, you're hiding from this guy, right? So the guy...
Is this a
colleague of yours at...
It is.
He is.
He doesn't like me, and I can't figure it out. But he goes out of his way to be so mean to me.
So mean to... Why is it... Why?
I'm not sure, but I haven't... I think he's intimidated.
Right, are you
I
better?
I think it's one of those things... Maybe it's like, you know, when you're younger, and I don't know, you guys don't know, but when I was younger, boys were mean to me because, I don't know, it's just like a thing, like it's maybe a way of flirting, but I actually think that he's not flirting. I think that this is just... He's intimidated by how maybe creative and intelligent I am.
I'm sure that's absolutely it, yeah. But maybe he's flirting as well. Maybe he is intimidated by your abilities, but he is, yes, that's his flirting technique. I mean, does he pull your hair in the playground?
Well, if there were a playground, he might pull it.
There you go. That's classic. Classic flirting.
We just are working with Bryant Park, though. So maybe... You know, we walk down the street, but I don't know. But I think that if he were to be listening to this, he might feel bad.
Yeah.
He might feel bad that I'm hiding in a closet eating a donut by myself because I don't want to see this guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to think it would be him that should be in that closet, not you, really, because it's, you know, that's in many ways. I mean, is there any way you could lock him in a closet?
I don't know. He's pretty big. I don't know if I could handle it. But I could lure him in, maybe.
Well, you
and
could
close the door behind.
Well, I mean, you're eating a donut for breakfast, which you know isn't great, is it? But if you can find out his favourite food stuff, Brittany, and leave a trail of that into a closet,
Yeah.
You could get him...
Like it's a creepy fairy tale.
Like a creepy fairy tale. And you could lock him in the closet, and then you're out of the closet. You're not the one who has to... I'm not saying that lunching or breakfasting alone is a bad thing. The whole point of this is to talk to people who are lunching alone, finding out the reasons. And as we're learning, the reasons for this are diverse. In that you're hiding from somebody. Other people are lunching alone for various reasons. We find out this every day. But I just think you should hold your donut high and get out of there. Why are you having a donut?
I think you're right.
Why are you having a donut for breakfast?
It was an afterthought. I didn't think of breakfast, and then there were some donuts left over from a birthday that happened yesterday.
I see.
In the evening, and I was like, why not? And they're like these gourmet donuts.
Yeah,
so I figured I'd treat myself.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Eating a donut in a cupboard on your own at breakfast time is nothing to be ashamed of.
Sounds bad.
Nothing. Well, when you say it out loud, yes, it does. Or when you think about it, yes, it does. Or when you acknowledge it in any way at all, yes, it does. But in many ways, you're not alone because we're in that cupboard with you, sharing that donut.
That makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, you can choose a gift, by the way. For being inducted, yes, for being inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, a number of gifts are on offer, and you can choose your gift, which just sort of puts a rubber stamp on your membership of the Lonely Lunch Club. So have a listen to this list, and one of these glittering gifts could be yours.
In the gift van today, a talk radio mug, fortunately not one that's been smashed to several pieces by Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yes.
A Metro newspaper, which
is
a free...
Playing both bits of music at the same time.
Okay. a Metro newspaper, which is a free newspaper that they give you on the trains over here. And it's complemented with some news in haikus that I've scribbled on it today, along with a crudely drawn moustache on Mary Berry. A Talk Sport mug, as touched by both Hawksby and Jacobs. A copy of John Holmes' book...
Hello.
A portrait of an idiot as a young man. Why not gift it to someone you don't like? A TalkSport 2 mug. A TalkSport 2016 Colin Murray calendar. Now a collectible. And also, finally, a Talk Radio 2016 John Holmes colander. Thanks to a typo in an email, you can get a very cheap colander scribbled with permanent marker.
There. That's your choice of gift, Brittany. What would you like us to ship stateside?
So exciting. So many good options, but I feel like a mug might go the best with, you know, the whole donut thing.
I agree with you. Would you like a talk radio mug? That's one of ours that we can steal out of the kitchen, or a talk sport mug?
Oh, I don't like sports. I'll do the radio.
Excellent. It's on its way to you. To fit it into the envelope, we might have to smash it, but it will be there. We'll post you some glue as well. Brittany, thank you very much indeed for talking
thank
to us,
you
Brittany.
So much.
Thank you very much. That's Brittany. Brittany in New York there.
New York. I'm walking here.
Racist. She's inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Brittany there. If you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email address. A lot of texts coming in here as well. Some for you, Cornelius, actually, if I can just...
What's happening?
Cornelius, can you do... This is part of the discussion about what accents are racist or not.
Okay.
So... French is fine, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chinese?
Nope.
Right, can't do that. Russian?
Yep.
Right. South African?
No.
I think that's fine.
Is it?
I think so.
No.
Nigerian?
Nope.
Somalian?
Nope.
Essex?
Yeah.
This is Chris in Braintree who sent this. He's just asking, he just wants to know. Because it is difficult in these times. We don't know... You know, political correctness moves so fast now.
Well, they called it the South African question, don't they? Because no one really knows with that one.
You don't know, do you? Some are obvious that you can't do, right? I mean, if I was to go, oh, ha, 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 French, fine.
Yeah.
If I was
Don't do it, don't.
But I don't see the difference. This is why no one's adequately explained why it's fine to do that, but not fine.
Don't you dare
to do that one. I don't know the reason. I mean, I'm genuinely intrigued. I go, ha, 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 ha.
Stop. I know where you're going.
No one's going to say
Do it.
No one's going to complain, are they?
We'll have to get rid of it if you do it. No, we will have to press the dump button.
The dump button dumps the last 7 seconds of broadcasting, by the way, and then it sounds quite weird on air. Does it just jump?
Yeah, yeah.
So if I do it and you press it, even though this sounded live, we've got a 7 second delay, and it will just jump, will it?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Right,
so if I do it now.
No.
We're not doing this. I'll get you a racism expert. I'll get anybody to explain it.
A racism expert.
Just anybody.
Is there a racism expert?
I'm sure there is.
He's on every other show.
Just don't.
French is all right, though, yeah?
No, none of it's all right. I've told you there's
multiple... French
is? No, it's not really. No, it isn't. It just makes you sound like a geek.
My mate does it all the time, Jean.
But you do Northern all the time. That makes Northern people sound
offensive.
Stupid.
Because that's where I'm from. You idiot.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I thought you'd put it on.
Oh, wow.
I don't think you'd do that voice. Oh, dear.
That's just how you sound.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear me. Should we do Headline Hijack?
Yeah.
Let's find out who's got their made-up news story into the news after 2 o'clock. That's the point of it. Toby will be here. He'll be here with the news. He'll be doing the actual news. But within it will be a made-up news lie, and we'd like you to supply it. And indeed, you have. Cornelius, who has won? Who's got their main news story in the news?
It's Jamie Rick.
Jamie Rick.
Yeah, it's a double-barreled name. Jamie Rick.
Where's he from?
Leighton Buzzard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say China.
No, it's not.
It's from Leighton Buzzard. Congratulations, Jamie. Your made-up news story will come out of Toby's mouth within the next couple of minutes. You are listening to Talk Radio. Next, we will have Work Experience Punditry, where someone we don't have to pay reviews geeky, gadgety crap. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our Jazz EX. From its magic seats that fold away to triple your boot space, to City Brake Active that can scan the road and apply the brakes if there's trouble ahead. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our Jazz EX. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's the news with Toby Carvery.
Coming up, government defends Hinkley go-ahead, dog death mother banged up, and BBC salaries to be revealed.
Talk Radio.
The government has given the go-ahead for a controversial new nuclear plant at Hinkley Point in Somerset, but imposed conditions. There'll be fresh safeguards for future projects and a new legal framework for foreign investment in critical infrastructure. Energy Secretary Greg Clark outlined the new measures.
EDF, the principal operator, makes a commitment that they won't dispose of their stake without the government's consent unless and until the plant is built. And in future, all other nuclear power stations will be subject to the same regime.
The mother and grandmother of a six-month-old girl have been jailed after an American pit bull mauled her to death. Molly Mae Wotherspoon was attacked at her home in Northamptonshire in 2014 by a dog named Bruiser. Two people murdered at a flat in North London are believed to be a mother of nine and her 21-year-old nephew. They were found shot dead in East Finchley just after 6:30 this morning. There have been no arrests so far. The BBC is to be told to publish the salaries of stars earning over £150,000, with names like Gary Lineker and Graham Norton expected to have their salaries published. The current limit is £450,000. The change forms part of a new 11-year charter for the broadcaster, which has been outlined by the Culture Secretary, Karen Bradley.
The government wants a BBC that is as open and transparent as possible. Yeah. The Charter sets out new obligations in this regard, including publishing the salaries of those employees and talent who earn more than £150,000.
Talk Radio has been told the UK is doing great work in trying to stop female genital mutilation. It follows the publication of a report into the procedure by the Home Affairs Select Committee, which slams the fact there have been no convictions for FGM. There's only been one prosecution so far, but both defendants were cleared. Anti-FGM campaigner Hebo Waderi told Julia Hartley Brewer she thinks convictions will come with time.
Health officials are doing a great job right now. Although the report says they're having problems, they are actually being given the necessary training to boost their confidence, to ask the questions that they sometimes reluctantly don't ask. Yeah. It is what UK is doing an amazing job right now, I have to say.
And David Bowie's album Black Star, released 3 days before his death in January, is expected to win the Mercury Prize later. He'd become the first artist to win the award posthumously. Other acts in the running for the award include Savages, Skepta and Radiohead, who've been nominated 5 times now, but never won.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Spoiler alert there.
Well, it's only expected. We don't know for sure.
Okay.
Basically, we're predicting the news now.
It's
the way it works.
It's the way forward.
A hot afternoon across much of England and Wales, though there will be the odd thunderstorm. Remaining cloudy in the northwest with rain spreading east. Highs today of 30 Celsius. Mist and fog setting in for some overnight with rain moving across the north and occasional storms across the south. Overnight lows 15 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Toby.
Thank you.
Toby there, Toby Carvery with the news. It's 3 minutes past 2 o'clock and now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United captain Wayne Rooney is one of three first-team players rested for tonight's Europa League campaign opener against Feyenoord. Elsewhere, Southampton go into the match with Sparta Prague, having failed to register a victory so far in the Premier League. And League of Ireland side Dundalk get underway at Dutch side AZ Alkmaar. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte has confirmed that David Luiz will feature in tomorrow night's Premier League game against Liverpool. Elsewhere today, the Olympic Stadium in Kiev will host the 2018 Champions League final. The stadium was the venue for the Euro 2012 final, where Spain beat Italy 4-0. It'll be the first time Ukraine has hosted a European Cup or Champions League final in the competition's history.
Take a little bit more off the
Finally,
side
at the Paralympics today, Brit Jeanette Chippington won gold in her canoeing category. Wheelchair cyclist David Weir goes in his third final this afternoon, and swimmer Ellie Simmons hopes to make the breaststroke final tonight. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in order to combat care cuts that are leaving the elderly frail and alone, the government are going to set up a state-sponsored dating site for those who are old and fending for themselves. The website will be called Grander and will aim to match those people together so they can keep each other company.
Thank you very much. That's Toby with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do Work Experience Punditry next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Today we'd like to bring on Janie Lee Grace and Tim Smith, and here they come with factoids. First of all, Janie.
On a clear night in the Northern Hemisphere, the naked eye can discern 5,000 sick pets.
Oh. Purist Italian chefs have been silenced by a council which has banned them from playing their cheese trumpets.
In some parts of Saudi Arabia, there are solar-powered guinea pigs in the desert.
No word in the English language rhymes with bell pepper, clowns, or Janie Lee Grace.
Or pineapple.
Or pineapple.
If you got yourself a yacht...
Chicken.
Yacht. You could go all the way around the globe without stopping or hitting the rear of the eyeball.
But like this? Yeah.
Yeah, don't try and speak.
Yeah. We can't top that.
Anchovy bandit.
Fair enough. Factoids.
Listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It is just coming up to pasta time, and it's work experience punditry. If you haven't heard this before, here's what it is. Well, as you'd expect on a Talk Radio station, we review things. So you've got to fill time somehow, haven't you? So we do music, we do TV, film, hipster nonsense, and on a Thursday, geeky, gadgety crap. To review it for us, his work experience, that's because we don't have to pay him, that's why he's here. He's called Steve. He's back. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi. You all right?
I'm back again. Back the third week in a row.
You are back again. Yes. Yeah. So you must be doing something right.
Yeah.
Or you were available and free.
I've got nothing else to do on a Thursday afternoon, so I thought I'd pop in.
That's how it works.
Yep.
Right, geeky, gadgety crap, what have we got this week?
Okay, so the first one, I just graduated from university, so, you know, I'm glad, you know, I don't have to put up with this. But basically, it's a professor who has designed a bit of software that uses facial recognition to detect when his students are bored.
Right.
So basically...
That's gonna, I mean, I've been to university, and that software's going to get a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, most of them, well, 99% of the people would be bored, I imagine.
So what facial tics does it recognise? Sleep?
Yeah, sleep. It basically, that's the thing, it just recognises all the thing that the human eye can. But this Chinese professor has designed it because he says he wanted to improve his lectures and weed out the parts that students don't find interesting.
What, sorry, where's he from?
China.
Well, he joins us now in the studio.
No, he doesn't. Stop it. Move on.
The Chinese professor joins us now in the studio to talk us through...
No, he doesn't.
...the software.
He's a mute as well, famously.
Would he have joined us in the studio if he'd been a French professor?
Oui.
But he's a Chinese professor. Can he join us in the studio?
No, he can't.
The software was based on Microsoft's invention, how-old.net, which is also able to tell you how old someone is by scanning their face. So there's a website you can go on to scan your face and tell you how old you are.
Well, I know how old I am. People, why would you need to know that?
I don't know. I mean, I think this Chinese person has... I think my advice to him would be maybe spend less time designing the software and more time making your lectures interesting.
Yes, fewer.
But if you're anything like the uni I went to, like, you'll just have to scan an empty chair because no one turns up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know. I'm no software developer, but I can imagine it takes quite a long time to do these things. So you're right. Why did he just not make more time engaging with his students?
I don't know. I think if he's clever enough to be a professor, he must be clever enough to realise he doesn't need a bit of software to realise that someone's asleep.
Well, quite. Do we know what subject he teaches? Does it
say? No, it didn't say. I couldn't find what subject it is. Oh, no, wait, science.
Oh, it's science?
Yeah, science.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I suppose... Well, let's ask him, because he joins us now, the Chinese lecturer, science lecturer.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you all?
Good.
Fine, thanks. What's, If a flea and a fly...
Yes.
...are on a dog's back...
Yes.
...what time is it in China?
Whatever the time is at the time, John. I'm a man of science, and that is the answer.
Why is it racist through a Chinese accent? I don't understand.
Well, John, thank you for asking.
I'm asking you now, not the Chinese man.
Oh, okay. It just is, all right? You just got to get over it.
I just don't understand.
Just one of those things.
Look, when they sort out and improve their human rights record, I'll stop doing their accent. I think that's only fair.
Nah, I don't think so, but...
What else have you got, Steve?
I've also got, basically, European Union goes 5G.
5G?
5G, yes. But it's useless to us because we'll be out of it by then. But basically, the European Union's executive body, Jean-Claude Juncker, I've been trying to pronounce that surname for about 2
Juncker,
hours.
It's Juncker.
Is it Juncker?
Juncker. Yeah.
It starts with a J, though.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's
the Europeans for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have to say it in their accent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Juncker has announced.
See, you
this
could
week.
Do that one, couldn't you? No one's going to.
Well, that's his name.
Well, no, exactly. But if you did it in.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant.
He's announced this week that he wants all cities that are part of the EU to have 5G by 2020. He said digital technologies were basically a part of every aspect of life, so everyone should be able to get online.
Well, he's right, of course. And. But I wonder, because they every few years they up us by a G, don't they? So we had 2G, and then we had 3G.
Mm-hmm.
And then just occasionally my phone will flip into 4G. You know, if I stand, you know, next to a mast or something. But why, and then 5G, why don't they skip some Gs?
Well, that's what Britain should do post-Brexit to show it to them.
Yeah.
Just go, oh, what's that? You got 5G. We have 8G.
8G.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do about that, Juncker?
Yeah.
And then,
how fast is too fast? That's the question. Cause
is that a thing?
I'd
is there a too fast?
I'd
there
say
might be.
About... What, on the roads?
No, as in 4G-wise, because 4G is pretty quick at the minute. When do you get to a point where it's 8G and you're loading it up in, what, 0.0001 seconds?
But no one's going to moan about that, are they?
No, but...
And also, like 4G, it won't really be available outside of a major city anyway.
No, but where can you go after that?
It's 9G?
But I just it's got to end some point. It has to end.
10G?
No, numbers don't end, Stephen. They carry on.
You could just go for as many Gs.
Yeah.
As possible.
It's not like the alphabet.
No, numbers do end, because someone told me in school once that there is, I can't remember what number it was, but there is an end number.
No, because then you just go and one.
No, but officially
at the end
that's
of it.
The end number, though.
What is the end number?
I can't remember. It was like someone told me this in year 11.
I mean, there's a Googleplex is a like infinite, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I think what about...
A Googleplex is as high as you can go, I think. And
surely
it means infinity.
Googleplex teen would be higher.
Googleplex and one, as you said.
Or Googleplex T.
Googleplex T.
Googleplex T.
Googleplex
T1. Yeah.
Google. Well, in that, well, look, just to stick it to Europe, right?
Yeah.
They should go, oh, 5G. We've got Googleplex G. It begins with G. So, how do you like that? It's got a G in it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's 2G within a Googleplex. So, up your junker, Juncker. Stick it up your junker, say, wouldn't they?
Umper, stick it up your junker.
Yeah. Did he announce it at a junket?
No.
He's also been in the news as well, being accused of being a bit of a drinker.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
And he denied doing it in a press conference in which he drank 4 glasses of champagne.
Yeah, but you know, it's Europe, isn't it? That's fine, you can do that. You can do... In Europe, it's absolutely acceptable, isn't it, to sit in... No one objects if you go pop over to Europe and just sit outdoors all afternoon.
That's true. On a plastic chair.
On a plastic chair with Ricard written on it. just drinking...
Cerveza.
Yeah. Or wine or whatever. No one objects to it. It's here that it's the problem because the people you see drinking in the afternoon are tramps. And that's why people object to it. The Chinese probably do it, don't they?
No, I don't think it's a big drinking culture.
They've got rice wine they have, don't they?
Lovely. Don't know.
Not all of them are tramps, so it's like the pub's always busy at lunchtime. Around central London area, there's always loads of people. I just thought I'd add
thanks,
that
Steve.
In.
Thanks, Steve,
yeah. It's true, I just thought I'd add that in. Anyway, it's going to cost $102 million. And they also have set themselves additional goals for 2025.
You have to shop around. That's a rubbish contract. Don't really? Get that. Go Carphone Warehouse. They compare the deals.
Oh, of course, it could be 90 million.
Yeah.
Mm.
Never know. But the additional goals set for 2025 are a minimum download speed of 100 megabytes per second for all European households. As I'm reading this, I'm thinking it could be pointless for us, but I'll read it out anyway. Uninterrupted 5G
Is this the first
access.
Time you've read this?
No, it isn't. Oh, the reason why I may be speaking a little bit slow is because the printer ink... Has run out.
It's run out. Yeah.
I love that we're doing a gadget review. and literally, the printer... That didn't work yesterday, and no one's replaced the ink in the printer.
Well, they've been pretty busy. I honestly overheard someone in our kitchen earlier today...
Go on.
...say, I wish as I could be as bad at the job as the engineers here and keep my job. Someone said that in the kitchen.
Who said it?
I can't say.
Who said it?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, fine. Was it Chinese Jim? Is that why you can't do
no.
it?
No. All right,
fine. Yeah, so pointless, you say?
I would say pointless. They're also launching street Wi-Fi. But my other problem with that is how late are they on that? Because we can get street Wi-Fi here.
No, I've got a problem with this. Right, because here's what I find absolutely annoying. So you're walking along the street and you're on your phone, right? You go through a Wi-Fi pocket, right? And your phone flips to that Wi-Fi, BT, whatever it is, right?
Open zone.
But unless you're on it and in it, it just stops you doing anything because you've got to then log in and all that kind of stuff. So I just switch Wi-Fi off when I'm walking around and just use the G.
Oh, because I've got unlimited internet, so I don't need it.
What do you mean, you big show-off?
Well, no, I'm on the... Different on data that offers, yeah, I've got unlimited internet, so it's fine.
Don't need the Wi-Fi?
No, I'm constantly on 4G.
Yes, well, that's right. But don't you think it's annoying when you're walking down the street and just clicks into a BT Open Zone? I don't want to be on BT Open Zone. I'm on BT, just no. And then you have to go and switch it off and just find it irritating, that's all. Anyway.
But they're also trying to put it in libraries and stuff, but I think it's just going to be Wi-Fi is going to take over our lives.
Yeah.
But the EU have been in the past known for their false promises because I think they tried to stop roaming charges in different EU countries.
Well, that's your other thing, isn't it?
Did that happen?
They got cheaper because of Europe, and now we're out of Europe, they're probably going to go up again because it was European ruling.
Good one, everyone.
Yeah. So, what we're going to be talking about next, we've got to take a break, but coming back with...
We're going to be talking about how you can earn £8,000 by queuing up for the iPhone 7.
£8,000 is not available. Right, it's coming up to some traffic and travel, and then we'll be back with work experience punditry next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. A 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative, £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At or protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M1 in Northamptonshire. Two lanes closed northbound between Junction 18 at Rugby and Junction 19 for the M6. That's because of an accident. And also in Northamptonshire, the A5 is closed in both directions between Weedon Beck and Church Stowe after a collision. M5 in Worcestershire, one lane closed both sides near Junction 8 for the M50 because of a collision involving a lorry. And the A27 in Southampton, Keynes Hill, closed because of a burst water main. I'm Dave Stamford.
The best thing about this summer? SEAT's beautifully created summer drive. Until September 30th, you can drive a new Ibiza FR for £199 per month with an initial rental of £199. Plus, we'll give you an extra £500 when you test drive any new SEAT. Price inclusive of VAT for retail customers only with personal contract hire on selected Ibiza FR models. Cars must be ordered by September 30th and registered by December 31st. 18s and over. Subject to status. £500 is put towards your monthly payments. Rental period is 48 months. T's and C's apply. SEAT Financial Services. Find out more at seat.co.uk.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions coming in. Of course, you can react to Talk Radio. That's what it's there for. If you do have a reaction of any kind, then we will happily take that reaction off your hands. It's sort of a reaction amnesty. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Yes, Racist says, well, if there's going to be a hijab emoji, we should balance it out with a French beach emoji. And someone said, fair play by Jean-Claude Juncker being accused of having a drink problem. That's quite difficult to do when you're often in the same room as Nigel Farage.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on
Start
Twitter.
Your message with any word you like.
It's work experience punditry. Today we invite and have invited, and he's, well, he's here. It's work experience Steve, who is work experiencing his way through the Geeky Gadgety Review. We've already talked about the proliferation of G and why on earth Britain can't just leapfrog Europe's 5G smug idea by just rolling out 8G and sticking the V's alongside the G's.
Eight V's.
At Jean-Claude Van Juncker. So, and then what else did we talk about? We talked about something else as well. I forgot what it was.
We also talked about the professor who designed a bit of software to...
Oh, the Chinese professor.
Stop it.
Okay,
just,
fine.
It's fine. Leave it.
Next, we're going to be talking about...
Well, I mentioned it the other week as well, but I've found out more. It's actually more of a growing trend. That basically queuing can actually make you serious money.
Now, we talked about this because the people queuing up for the iPhone 7 and so on and so forth, we talked about. And the idea now is that people are paying people to stand in queues for them for all sorts.
Yes.
And so if you want to stand in a queue for someone, they will pay you to do so, right?
Yeah.
That is a thing.
I mean, and that's why it fascinates me as well. So, you know, if anyone's listening and wants me to queue for them, let me know.
You're more than happy to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone pays me £8,000 to queue for something, yeah, I could do with £8,000 right now.
Well, yes, of course, but we all could. But why wouldn't... And we don't have to work for the BBC, so we don't have to tell anyone. So do you... I mean, how long would you have to queue? No one's going to pay you £8,000 to
I did some research into this. You have to be able to queue for a week, and it depends which seat you get to how much money you get.
Oh,
I
see.
If you're first in the queue, you get about £8,000.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you're further down the queue, then you get less money, but you still get a lot
fewer. And so this is like a proper industry now.
Yeah, yeah. Because how I know this is, earlier this week, a Bloomberg intern called Harvard Zhang, I think I've got that right.
Where's he
headed
from?
America.
Good.
You can do American. That's allowed.
Howdy.
See, why is that allowed?
Don't know.
Why is that allowed? Why isn't Chinese allowed?
Because it's American. What are they going to do? He headed down to New York's flagship Apple store to see chairs and tents from people who had paid for a specific slot, and the iPhone's not released till Friday. He also tweeted saying, the iPhone 7 line in NYC, please pay $300 for 13th spot and chair, end of queue. Proline sitter in 11th said it's a $3,000
I've no idea what you're talking about now.
So basically people are being paid like $3,000.
So if I went down there now,
yeah,
right. I don't know if there's anyone. There's always probably someone queuing down there. I don't know, right? And just said to someone, right, I'll stand here for the rest of this week if you give me £3,000 for you.
No, you would have to contact them. I mean, he didn't really say how it worked, but this guy called Harvard Zhang, and you can follow him on Twitter.
Where's he from?
America.
All right.
And, yeah, he basically just spoke to people, but what I don't get is he's a Bloomberg intern. So, obviously, the office was really dead that day.
Look, this doesn't surprise me. I mean, there are ways of making, you know, you. I mean, I'm amazed when I hear about your YouTubers making so much money.
Mm.
Because I watched a YouTuber do a YouTube, and all it did was be 5 minutes of a girl telling me makeup tips. And she's worth about £20 million.
But, to be fair, you look great now.
I know.
You really do.
Oh, look
you
at
really
me.
Took that advice on board.
Look at me.
Yeah, you look taller.
Yes. I'm wearing heels.
Yeah,
that's why.
But yeah, no, but it is weird, because is there anything special about the very first ones that get sold? So why aren't all these people just sort of waiting for the queue to die down?
The thing is, when the iPhone 6 came out, right, queues round the block, I just waited a few days and went and got an iPhone 6.
Yeah.
So why do people have to have the gadgets? What's the big...
Hipster.
Just because it's a thing.
Just because it's a thing. They have to have it.
But just wait a few days. It costs 8,000. I don't care.
But they're not waiting, though. That's the thing.
No, but they're paying someone to wait.
Yeah.
What have you got next?
The next one is actually... the next one I've got is basically this. You can read people's minds.
Oh, just throw that out there.
No, but there's basically a device that I think you have to have... I didn't really understand it, but you have to have, like... a certain mindset where they've just developed a bit of software that lets you communicate via your thoughts.
Are you making this up now?
No, dude, it actually is.
So it's like an app?
No, it's like a bit of software. Some scientists in America.
Is an app a bit of software?
Yeah.
There you go then.
But it's not an app though, that's the thing.
All right.
It was basically some scientists have designed that you can read people's minds.
Where are they from?
America.
Any of them Chinese?
No.
Thank you.
Just checking.
I mean, I probably wouldn't say if they were, just because.
Just because.
Yeah, just because.
Because he's wise to your ways, John.
He's reading my mind.
Yeah.
What's happening there? So you wire up, like you see in films where people have electrodes on their heads.
Yeah.
Is that right? And then you can communicate thoughts.
Yeah, but they didn't really explain. That's the thing in the article. They didn't really explain how it worked.
This which you think would be crucial to the article.
Which would be crucial to the article. They just said that somehow they can make it work, but they didn't really explain it in an easy way to understand. But they have designed it. It's still in the early beta state in testing stage.
Okay, so I'm just testing you now.
You're testing me now?
What am I thinking?
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Have I just made this story up?
Yes, mainly yes. That. Yeah.
See, it
works. Sounds like science fiction nonsense.
No, generally, I'm not making this. If you go on BuzzFeed, that's where I got the article from. It's on there. On
BuzzFeed,
the tech section.
John. I don't look at
BuzzFeed. Be true.
Yeah, I've
no, but they're quite, you know, legit. Are they legit? I don't know. Do they don't just post quizzes.
I did read a very insightful article on BuzzFeed, actually. It's talking about how post-Brexit, where the best place to get a milkshake in Manchester is really interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
where was it?
That's what it's
called. Just some place.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I think. Steve, I understood 30% of what you said today, which is an improvement on last week. I'll give you that. That's Geeky Gadgety Stuff with Steve, his work experience, punditry. And next, we will be, meeting our sponsor for the day. This show today is sponsored by Double Cheesecake from Annam and at So Wrong It's Nom. That's her food blog. We spoke to her on the other day, and she said she'd bring us a cheesecake if we said her blog. That's how sponsorship works. She's brought us a cheesecake. So we'll, you know, in your face, Bake Off. We'll be doing that as well as the diversity pay-per-view. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. A man from TalkSport who has no knowledge of or interest in showbiz will be reviewing the showbiz, and we will play today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Today, the radio broadcast legend that is James Whale will be on.
Ooh.
Having his knowledge and patience tested of Paul Ross. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Now here's the news with Toby Juggs.
Talk Radio. Thank you. Britain's first nuclear plant in a generation has been approved 2 months after the Prime Minister suspended a decision over security fears. Hinkley Point C in Somerset will come at a cost of £18 billion. The grandmother of a six-month-old girl killed by the family dog has released a statement asking for all dog owners to take notice of her plight as she's sentenced to 2 years in prison over the incident. Susan Alcott was looking after Molly Mae Wotherspoon in October 2014 when the dog named Bruiser attacked the baby. Miss Alcott and her daughter Claire Riley have both been jailed. A woman and her nephew have been found shot dead at a home in London. It's understood they're a 52-year-old mother of nine and a 21-year-old man. Police in East Finchley have begun a murder investigation. And the new BBC charter includes plans to name stars earning more than £150,000 a year, which could include the likes of Graham Norton and Gary Lineker. The previous threshold was three times that amount. Media commentator Neil Midgley welcomes the greater transparency.
I don't think that the BBC's protests that it will hamper them in the marketplace for talent hold water, because all of the showbiz agents have very good intelligence about what their competitors' clients are being paid.
Now here's your weather. Warm and sunny for most today, though some cloud in the northwest. Tonight, rain moving across the north and occasional storms in the south. Overnight lows are 15 degrees Celsius.
Toby, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Right, it's Diversity pay-per-view on the way in around 15 minutes' time. Next, we are sponsored for the next 10 minutes by Annam's Cheesecake. We'll find out the details of that and how easy it is to sponsor a radio programme. We'll also be out on the streets finding out what the people think. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just gone a time, and I'm John Holmes. And, well, now, if you were listening on... Was it Monday? If you were listening on Monday, you will have heard us talking about the big story, which, of course, everyone was talking about, which was the Great British Bake Off moving to Channel 4. Now, we needed an expert to talk to about it. We found an expert, which was somebody who once ate a cake. But not just ate a cake, also makes cakes, writes about food in general. She was called Annam. If you heard it on Monday, you'll have heard her doing some filthy innuendo as well, just to try and keep up the bake-off tradition. But she joins us in the studio now. Hello, Annam.
Hello. How are you?
Good, you?
Good, great. I'm great. Yeah, I managed to transport a cheesecake here without it melting in the heat.
I'm impressed with that. Is it right that you... the background of this is I offered the chance to sponsor the part of the show in return for some double chocolate cheesecake.
Exactly. That was the deal.
Happened. So today, Talk Radio in association with Annam's Cheesecake from the At So Wrong It's Norm website. I mean, I don't know whether we're allowed to do this. We literally haven't asked permission, but we're doing it anyway.
So if you get sacked, then it's my blog's fault.
Then it's your blog's fault.
The best thing is they would normally email if they had a problem with it, but email's not working in the building.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and hasn't worked since yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah. So
maybe we could give your bosses just some cheesecake.
No, they don't deserve it.
No, okay, all for us.
So they're not having any. But you kept good on your promise. You've brought it in. So talk us through. Let's pretend it's Bake Off. Talk us through your creation.
Well,
then
I think here, first of all, we're gonna have to do a bit of an unboxing.
All right.
So I'm gonna take it out.
Is it right that you didn't? Oh, she's started the innuendos already. That's how cake programs work.
Oh God!
Do you want help?
Yeah.
I've got the bag.
All right, I'll pull the box out.
Innuendos. He's got the bag. She's got the
box.
Here
we are.
Oh, okay. Right. So is it right that you didn't trust this to a courier firm because of the weather?
Yes. Basically, I didn't trust that it wouldn't melt along the way. So I got an Uber myself and I put loads of ice packs around the cake.
Yeah.
And look, it's
fine.
Yeah.
So
That's so nice.
That is excellent. This is the kind of thing Paul Ross would do on his show.
Yeah.
And he's got more listeners. So, you know, technically this kind of thing works. I like that we're doing a cookery slot.
So it's actually, you said double chocolate cheesecake.
Yes.
I've given you a triple chocolate.
A triple chocolate.
Send it back.
One extra.
Okay, so what in terms of a triple chocolate, what three chocolates are involved?
So you've got dark chocolate going on.
Yes.
You've got white chocolate chips in there.
Yes.
You've got milk chocolate chips in
right,
there.
Right, okay.
And you've got a lovely chocolate digestive base.
That's good. That's four.
Well, no, because it's a chocolate digestive base, but it's only three types of chocolate.
Splitting hairs. But anyway, fine. it is very Bake Off. I mean, I like, you know, no other week would this have worked. With Bake Off moving to Channel 4 and perhaps Mel and Sue needing a new home. I'm just suggesting that they could come and join us.
Yeah, if they want to pop in, I'd be more than happy to chat to them.
And innuendo the hell out of you.
There was a danger, of course, that TalkSport were going to buy this segment because they have a lot more money than us and we just couldn't keep up with the budget.
Right.
But fortunately, we managed to convince them to stay.
Yeah.
That's good.
We just told them you were a work experience and they didn't know who you were. So they could have hijacked us. You brought it in. TalkSport could have easily switched with a higher bid.
Yeah,
didn't they?
I'm lucky it didn't get stolen at reception.
Just taking it away. So we're gonna have to try this cheesecake now.
I've never
done. Do you know what? I know it's a staple of broadcasting, but I've never, because I've seen it on This Morning when Phil and Holly do it, and someone comes in and cooks a thing for Phil and Holly, don't they? And they just try it on air, and I've never really seen the point of it. But now I'm faced with just eating some cheesecake. I see the point. There's no value to the listener. I mean, there's nothing for them in this.
You can describe it as you eat it. Tell me what flavours hit your mouth.
All right, I'll do that.
But
you're up innuendos again.
I'm a bit nervous about this because I obviously have not tried it because I've not taken a slice out myself. So I don't actually know if it's come up very well. And I'm worried that you're going to act out being Paul Hollywood and be quite harsh. Are you?
Yeah,
I'm not going to
act out Paul Hollywood. I mean, you know, that would involve going to have an affair with a TV presenter in America.
Sorry,
you could be Mary Berry.
I've always wanted to be Mary Berry.
Yeah. I saw Paul Hollywood. He lives quite near me.
Is he nice in real life?
Yeah, I saw him putting his wheelie bin out in full motorbike leathers.
Right.
That's my my Paul Hollywood non-anecdote.
Sounds great.
I know. but you've done cheesecake before. This isn't your first. We're not cheesecake virgin.
No, I have made a cheesecake before. I've not made a chocolate cheesecake before. And actually, I have to say, before we get into it, cheesecake is probably my least favourite cake myself.
Is it?
I'll eat any cake.
Of course.
But,
what's your favourite cake?
Great
line of questioning.
Well, I think just a classic with lots of buttercream and some jam. But I'm really into sort of pistachio cake at the moment.
Right.
A bit unusual with the flavours.
Cake chat is gold, right?
Yeah.
How many viewers did Bake Off get last night? Like 10.5 million or something, right? So this, on its own, just as talking about the word cake is probably trending now because we're saying the word cake. Right? It just gets out there. People love cake, don't they?
They do.
It's the thing. So let's try cake.
Right, so should I
cut a slice? Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, I don't know if there should be like a countdown. I don't know if this is going to mess up, if it's going to break. So here we go. Right. Okay.
It's holding shape.
Yeah.
It's holding shape.
It's holding shape so far.
Is this how you do, like, broadcast food tasting?
Right.
I'm not really sure.
I'm not really sure.
Now I need to transfer it onto the plate. So I don't know if this is going to break or whether the base is going to get stuck. Okay, well,
like I said, there's literally no value for the listener here. It's just us.
Shall I try to describe it as I go along?
Cake.
So it's going onto the plate now.
Yeah.
Okay, the texture seems quite soft. That's quite good for a cheesecake.
That is good. It's like a flake.
Shall
I go first? Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, that's good.
The problem is that your biscuity base has unfortunately just sadly fallen on here. So
have I got no biscuity base?
Not as much, no.
Well, not sure.
The next person will.
Not sure about this sponsorship. Yeah. I'm going to try it now.
There we go. That's the next one.
Thank you.
One more slice?
Yes.
Two more slices.
The sound of people eating.
Producers are getting in on the action and everything.
Well, I don't. Innuendo again. I don't.
What do you think?
I think
you
it's...
didn't do me a running commentary.
No. I'm still going with it. It's a good creamy texture.
Okay. Good. That's good.
It's moist.
Good.
Cheesecake normally is, though.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about cheesecake.
Yeah.
I was doing innuendos, like off a Bake Off. It's, It's chocolatey.
Yeah.
Still not talking about the cake.
And there's one more slice going into a plate, and then I think everyone's got a slice.
This is excellent. This is very good.
Yeah?
It is.
Are you just saying that?
No,
I'm in front of you.
I really am. Really, I'm not.
It's really nice.
I'm not. Because I do like a cheesecake.
If you look carefully, I know obviously people listening can't look carefully, but can see there's lots of white chocolate chips in there.
There are. There are. So this is a double. Yes.
Triple.
That's
triple
right.
Chocolate, yeah.
Triple chocolate cheesecake. And it has earned you sponsorship of the programme. So
thank you so much, yeah.
And it's kind of worked out for everyone, apart from, you know, the listener. So well done, everyone.
So if I do that with basically all the shows on Talk Radio and Talk Sport, make them all a cheesecake.
Yeah.
Am I just going to get plugged like 24/7?
That's more or less how commercial radio works, yeah.
I'll be here like
What
every
is your
day.
Website?
Yeah.
It's so wrong, it's nom.com.
Mm.
And what does it do?
It's a food blog, but it's about guilty pleasures. So the tagline is a healthy dollop of guilty pleasures. So I'm all about cakes. I love cheese. It's a very cheese-themed blog.
We've melded the two.
You've melded the two with cheese.
Why is it called a cheesecake when there isn't any cheese in it?
There is cheese in it.
Oh. I don't know how you make a cheesecake.
The clue's in the name. No, it's quite simple to make, actually. You get lots of soft cream. Cheese, like Philadelphia.
Right.
And you mix that all together with some sugar and vanilla extract. And then if you want to put chocolate into it, you put some melted chocolate into it. Blitz up some digestive cookies or biscuits. And then you've got a base. So it's really easy.
It's all about the base.
It's all about the buttery biscuit base.
Mm. Yes, it is. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sponsoring me.
No, the other way around.
Sponsoring you or whatever it's happening right now.
I really don't know. I mean, I'm about as good at radio commercial advertising as I am at making cheesecake. Which is to say, not. Anyone working in the office upstairs will attest to.
Shall I leave the cheesecake here so you can
otherwise the Talk Sport will be over it like Gannett's.
And they can sod off. Yeah. Right. Adam, thank you so much for coming in. It's Talk Radio, sponsored this afternoon by @SoWrongIt'sNom. That's the Twitter. And also, you'll find that's where the blog is. SoWrongIt'sNom.com. Sponsored in Talk Radio, in association with Adam's Cheesecake. We'll be back with a diversity paper review next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
5 for the 6 o'clock film, please.
That's £62, sir.
Bit steep? I'll tell you what. I'll give you £30, we'll skip the trailers and leave before the end.
It's still £62, sir.
What if I keep one eye shut?
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Focus Titanium from only £199 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £4,776, 35 monthly rentals of £199 provided by ALD Automotive Limited, subject to status. You'll not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3 metre length of 15 mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M1 in Northamptonshire, where two lanes are closed by an accident between junction 18, the A5, and junction 19 for the Catthorpe interchange. You'll find also in Northamptonshire the A5 completely closed in both directions between Weedon Bec and Church Stowe. That's because of an accident. Through Broxton in Cheshire, the A41 Whitchurch Road is reportedly blocked because the vehicle's broken down, and there's still one lane out both sides of the M5 in Worcestershire around junction 8, the M50, where there's been an accident. I'm Dave Stanford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio, and I do apologise that you can't have any cheesecake. Look, here's what we'll do, right? If you want to pop down to Talk Radio, here's our address, Talk Radio, The Radio, London, and meet us after the show, I will give you some cheesecake. That is a promise.
Oh, God, no.
That is a promise. Do you want to just pop down, stand outside?
Can you let us know if you're coming, please? And also, quickly, because there's not much left.
And I will save you a little bit of cheesecake. Is that fair? I felt like I had to share it.
Honestly, you have to let us know in the next 5 minutes via email or text into the show. Say, I will definitely come. But otherwise, like, just don't. It's a nice cake. It is really nice, but, you know.
It's delicious.
You can buy them. It's not worth just coming here.
Not as good as that, though. You're just trying to put off the fact that if I get someone down here, it would create a lot of work for you. If you'd like some cake, I'll put some in a bag. I know what I'll do.
You have to do this because I want to go home after the show.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
What we'll do is, right, if you'd like some of the cheesecake, right, we will, Cass will eat some. Right. And then we'll send around your house.
End of story.
And it'll be a quadruple chocolate, is all I'm saying. The news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Allow us to help you, Cornelius, because we find the news is a complicated subject. And I know you do as well. We can tell that from your letters. And we're here to help. And what we do to help is break the news down to its component parts by stripping away the layers. When you do that, it's like a sort of current affairs onion. When you get down to the centre, what do you find inside? That's right, Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Corbyn battles May over new schools, thinks Tories are grammar Nazis.
The news in haikus. It's time for today's diversity paper review. And it comes courtesy of Matt, who is our diversity paper reviewer today. Now, diversity paper review, of course, if you are a new listener, you will... well, here's what it is. It's where the papers are reviewed each day. Yes, yeah, so far, so radio. But they are done by a different diversity on each occasion, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Matt's here, and Matt's particular diversity is that he is a...
I'm Jewish.
That's right. And you've got the papers. Yes.
Shuffling them around.
The papers, yes.
All of them.
What's in them?
Stories.
Yes.
Lots of stories.
Yes.
Let's kick off.
Where are you going first?
Let's keep it in this country and then we'll go international a little bit later. When was the last time you bought a new sofa, if ever?
Oh, good question. I'd say I last bought a new sofa about 8 years ago.
Okay, fine. So that's a solid sofa that you would have enjoyed seating on numerous times.
It's quite a rubbish one. I really ought to replace it.
Fair enough. Well,
and the cat has torn the edge.
I don't know how long a refund lasts on a sofa. But someone has bought a sofa and they've broken it very quickly. The reason being is because they're quite large.
The sofa or the person?
The person. Right. 17 stone, to be precise.
Okay.
And they've claimed that the sofa was faulty, and when they've returned it back to the sofa store, they've refused to give them a refund, saying, well, it's obviously to do with your build.
Right, and what paper is this in?
This is everyone's favourite paper, the Daily Mail.
Right, so fat bloke woman.
Lady. Grandma is how she is described.
Fat gran breaks sofa, essentially, is the...
Yeah, and she wants her money back and an apology for implying she broke the settee because she's a fatty.
Hold on a minute. Cass, where are you going with the cheesecake?
I'm taking it away from Cornelius because he didn't deserve it.
He's already had three slices.
No, and he's the one that said, oh, you can just buy one. And there he is, stuffing his face again.
Yeah, but why are you taking it out of here?
Because it's too warm in here.
All right. Don't give it to the TalkSport people, you know what they'll do?
No,
gannets, they're like. Especially moose.
Yeah.
I'll just put it out there, it's fine.
Speaking of moose, so this fat woman, she broke a...
She would probably like the cheesecake.
She would like the cheesecake. She broke a sofa.
She broke a sofa
and she wants a refund. How long did you say she had the sofa for?
She had the refund not very long, only a week or so.
Right.
And she demanded her money back after one side of her two-seater couch started to droop.
Right. Okay, so in the interest of good... I mean, what's the Daily Mail's angle on this? Are they anti the lady or are they anti the store?
They're anti the lady.
Of course they are.
Of course they are.
Yeah, just thought I'd better check that.
Anti fat people.
Yeah. So is she? Has she commented upon this? Has she said anything? Or have they just?
Yeah, she wants an apology. She's demanding her money back for the sofa. She wants an apology from the store, claiming that she's overweight. Obviously, she had a sofa for a long time. I imagine before this, I assume it's not her first sofa.
Yeah.
And that probably lasted quite a long time. But maybe she wasn't always 17 stone, and therefore, as she got bigger, the sofa was able to kind of get used to her weight, as opposed to
a gradual sort of weight process.
Yes, opposed to then getting a brand new sofa, 17 stone all in one go, was probably a little bit too much.
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't know. Do sofas have weight limit? I'm no expert. I know you have to have a fire safety thing on them now. Mm. Maybe you have to have a weight safety thing. Or maybe she just got a cheap sofa.
Maybe. I don't know where she put it.
Maybe she sat. Maybe one day she went into the lounge and the other sofa was just missing, because what happened was she sat on it. But it had disappeared, you know, like remote controls do with fat people sometimes, just disappeared up into the folds. And so she's walking around with a sofa in her. And so she's gone to get a new sofa. But the old sofa is actually just in her. In one of her...
That's quite convenient, because then she has a sofa wherever she goes.
Just...
Unlift.
Hoik a bit of herself up, pop it out, sit back down. I don't know.
There'd be Cornelius after his third piece of cake.
Yeah, it's...
All right. Wow. All right. Come in here, offend me. How dare you?
Should we go international now?
Yes, please do.
Everyone's favourite American city, New York, is in the news.
Right.
So you know the phone boxes that we have in London, like the old ones that we had in the telephone boxes?
Yeah.
A lot of them have been turned into kind of Wi-Fi places in this country. So I know you were saying you don't like the Wi-Fi connection.
No, it annoys the hell out of me, because you're walking down the street on the internet or looking at something or doing something, and then you walk past an open zone hotspot, but of course what it does is log you into the internet, but without letting you onto the internet, because you've got to then go and log in to BTO's and put a password in, all this kind of stuff. What a stupid idea. The idea, it should be just seamless as you walk around, right? So I find it very irritating that that happens in the street.
You'd probably find it more irritating in New York, because people are using this free Wi-Fi on the streets late at night to watch hardcore pornography.
On the streets.
On the streets of New York. The city that never sleeps.
Yes.
The Big Apple.
Yes.
So business leaders did initially welcome the kiosks being turned into Wi-Fi zones. Not anymore, though. They're very upset. Because obviously...
So people are just hanging around the streets, watching porn.
Yes. Touching themselves.
Yes. I mean, I can see why that's a problem on the street. I can see why that's a little bit of an issue, Matt, if I'm honest.
They should ban that, in my opinion. I'm sorry. I know it's harsh, but I think they should ban it.
Such an elitist, Cornelius.
I know.
On the streets, no. The tube, yes.
Parks, where children play.
Not there.
No.
No, all right. Definitely not there.
No.
But where is the... Why don't they just, like, stop... Because, you know, you can put parental controls on the internet. Why don't they just do that?
Mm.
you'd have to get in touch with the New York officers, the New York Police State Department, possibly Natalie Grybuskas from the New York Police State Department, said there were concerns about loitering and extended use of the kiosk, but the mayor is addressing these quality of life complaints head on.
Right. Is he going down then, slapping it away? Don't touch that. Put that back.
You wouldn't get that in London.
You wouldn't get that. I mean, I once did go into a walk. No, I walked past. This was in London, I think. I walked past a Currys or a Dixon's, as it may have been then. And someone, and I'm guessing a disgruntled employee, had, you know, the television show the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody had slipped in an inappropriate DVD, shall we say.
That's very funny. Yeah.
And that sort of imagery was playing out into the road, into the street, into the high street, which drew quite the crowd.
I'm sure, especially if it was an HD.
I don't mind telling you. But of course, because it was playing outside through the windows, the managers obviously hadn't really noticed. So this was going on for quite some time until they realised, wondered why there was a crowd. And it turned out that, that was happening. Yeah.
Well, was that Dixon's?
I think it was at the time, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. We've got time for one more?
Yes.
Last one then. This is a story very close to my heart. Big fan of tortoises, aren't we all?
Tortoise.
Exactly. Yeah. I looked after tortoises in Sri Lanka. That's a story for another day.
No, it isn't.
But a 100-year-old giant tortoise off of the Galapagos Islands has saved his species by able to have sex with several female tortoises.
In New York?
No, in the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, right.
And he has created...
I thought that was a euphemism. I thought when you take someone in the Galapagos... No, never mind.
He's fathered nearly 1,000 offspring, saving his species more than any other male tortoise, they believe.
Tortoise. Any indication that they're downloading pornography? Tortoise pornography?
I thought they laid eggs.
Yes, but you still have to have... You didn't get to biology, did you?
Yes, you don't just get an egg in you.
No.
No, but I thought...
Remember the other day when we talked about a turtle's genitals?
Yeah.
And it's called a cloaca.
A cloaca.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is, coincidentally, Chloe on the buttons, her full name, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Chloe's named after the genitals turtle. Her parents were odd. So they have, don't they? And then they mate.
Okay.
And eggs come out. And that's biology for you.
I thought they laid the eggs first and then the bloke will come along and fertilise them.
No,
have to fertilise them inside the female.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Yeah. You're thinking of the streets of New York again, where people in a state of, shall we say, post hardcore pornography, will often go into supermarkets
okay.
to the egg area.
Okay.
Anyway, good. Mm. Great news. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
For the diversity paper review. That what newspaper was that last one in?
The Daily Express.
Okay, thank you very much, Matt, there with the diversity paper review. Thank you very much. Good. You can
cheesecake
now if you want.
Can you save some for me?
You just had 5 pieces of cheesecake.
It's really nice.
And weirdly, I can't see that chair anymore.
It's broken.
It's not. It's in you. Right, after the news at 3 o'clock, there will, of course, be the big debate. And then at around 20 to 4 this afternoon, Paul Rossmaster will be playing. He won't be playing. Paul Ross won't be playing. But James Whale will be playing Paul Rossmaster. You're listening to Talk Radio this afternoon, for one afternoon only, in association with Annam's Cheesecake.
This is good.
In association with Annam's Cheesecake. She's from the So Wrong It's Nom website and brought us a cheesecake and thus is now the sponsor for this afternoon. If you want to bring us something, you could be the sponsor as well. Is that how it works? I think it's how S&P
works. But email ahead.
Yeah, don't just turn up.
Yeah.
You know. Good. All right, then. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Toby has got the news after these messages.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
I like cities and adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio. At just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Toby Anstis has the news.
Good afternoon. Coming up, Chinese Hinckley deal slammed, guilty grandmother's dangerous dog plea, and Bowie set for huge award.
Talk Radio.
The Chinese company helping to build the new power station at Hinckley Point says it's now hoping to win two more similar contracts in Essex and Suffolk. CGN was given the go-ahead for the controversial project in Somerset by the government this morning after reaching a new agreement with French energy giant EDF. Economist from BGC Partners Mike Ingram told Julia Hartley Brewer there are concerns about the cost, £18 billion, but also the power we've potentially handed the Chinese.
There was a concern that they would simply be able to just turn the switch off and cause blackouts and brownouts throughout the country. And it's not entirely clear to me that there are some safeguards to say, well, you know, China would just not have that, dare I say it, power, just to flick that switch and hold the country essentially to ransom.
The mother and grandmother of a six-month-old baby who was killed by a dog have been jailed for 2 years each. The American pit bull named Bruiser mauled Molly Mae Wotherspoon at her home in Daventry in October 2014. A woman and her nephew have been found shot dead at a home in London. It's understood they're a 52-year-old mother of nine and a 21-year-old man. Police in East Finchley have begun a murder investigation. UK anti-doping bosses have warned all Team GB athletes who took part in the Rio Olympics they could have their medical records leaked by Russian computer hackers. It follows the publication of Sir Bradley Wiggins and Chris Froome's data, as well as three other sports stars from Britain, after it was stolen from the World Anti-Doping Agency. Froome says he's not concerned about it, with no suggestion of any wrongdoing by the athletes. Talk Radio has been told the UK is on the right path to slowing the increase of female genital mutilation. A Home Affairs Select Committee report by MP says it's lamentable that there's yet to be a conviction over the procedure, despite figures showing over 500 girls undergo it every month. Anti-FGM campaigner Hibu Waderi told Julia Hartley Brewer she thinks convictions are on their way.
UK banned it in 1985, but they weren't doing anything. The government or anybody wasn't doing anything. It's just been the last 13, 15 years that the survivors themselves started to speak. And this legal system that started from last year, October, has been only 1 year. Yeah. So it's not that long, and it needs to be given time.
And David Bowie is expected to become the first artist to posthumously win the Mercury Prize later. The singer, who died in January, is nominated for his album Black Star. Others in the running to receive the award include Skepta, Bat for Lashes, Radiohead and Laura Mvula, who says it's a big deal to be nominated.
Talk Radio, national weather.
A hot afternoon across much of England and Wales, though there will
you
be...
You led into that like there was going to be a clip of her saying that there.
I was expecting there to be one.
Oh. I see.
I think it might have been my fault that it wasn't
okay, fine.
Played, but thanks for pointing out the error.
I was just saying.
At least I've taken responsibility.
You have, and that's very grown up and adult of you, Toby.
Thank you.
Toby,
so a hot afternoon across much of England and Wales. There will be the odd thunderstorm, remaining cloudy in the northwest, with rain spreading east. Highs today of 30 Celsius. Mist and fog setting in for some overnight, with rain moving across the north. Occasional storms across the south. Overnight lows,
15 Celsius.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
Will you be back in half an hour by any chance?
I'll be back in half an hour, and then another half hour, and another half hour.
Yeah. And another half hour after that.
Yeah. Great. Exactly.
Great. Now, Ben, how's the sport today? Live from a bus stop where two old people are having an argument.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Captain Wayne Rooney is one of three Manchester United first team players rested for tonight's Europa League campaign opener at Feyenoord. Elsewhere, Southampton going to the match with Sparta Prague, having failed to register a win so far in the Premier League. League of Ireland side Dundalk begin at Dutch side AZ Alkmaar. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte has confirmed that David Luiz will feature in tomorrow night's Premier League game against Liverpool. Former Aston Villa midfielder Stilian Petrov has told Talk Sport he's hurting after not being offered a new contract. Despite completing a pre-season training, the midfielder was let go at the start of the campaign. Petrov says he has a special connection with his old club and can stay away from Villa Park for a while. Finally, at the Paralympics today, Brit Jeanette Chippington won gold in her canoeing category. Wheelchair cyclist David Weir goes in his third final this afternoon. Swimmer Ben Simmons will hope to make the breast strip final tonight. That's the sports news powered by Talk Sport.
You are off your trolley.
That's Ben.
Nobody's done anything wrong.
I didn't say
nobody's that. Done anything wrong.
There's two
wrong.
People having an argument. He's trying to. He's trying to do the sport there, Ben, live from a bus shelter. It was a bus shelter.
They were getting more and more angry, weren't they?
Yeah, with two old people behind him having an argument. You know, they don't make it easy for him, do they? No. Couldn't hardly hear a word he was saying.
I mean, it's all the same as it was this morning anyway.
No,
so
it doesn't
make
any sense. There's no point listening to him anyway. Right, 6 minutes past 3 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for the big debate. So, as the BBC are forced to reveal the salaries of their stars, highest paid include, of course, Chris Evans, Graham Norton, and, as we've been hearing, Iggle Piggle from In the Night Garden. Critics say it could, just as what happened with the Great British Bake Off, pave the way for more programme poaching. Now, it's already caused rifts, as we know from the news. The rat from Horrible Histories, if you've ever seen the BBC children's BBC programme Horrible Histories, there's a rat in it. Well, that rat has threatened to scuttle, if his pay isn't increased. His agent spoke to Talk Radio earlier saying that the rat from Horrible Histories would also spread the Black Death to neighbouring programmes such as Mr. Tumble or Mr. Maker. But while aside from that, we're just getting breaking news from the BBC that one of the tweenies has punched a producer, leading to the tweenies possibly being remade on Amazon with Chris Evans and Joey from Friends as Bella and Fizz. More breaking news, the Clangers. We are getting word of decided to move to Channel 4, but without Tiny Clanger and the Soup Dragon. The Tiny Clanger and the Soup Dragon have issued a statement this afternoon saying that they're not going to follow the blue string pudding. And Danger Mouse has threatened to leave the BBC unless he gets more cheese in his contract. Now, this is all, of course, going to be outlined in the government's charter. The Culture Secretary has started unveiling it. But on the line listening to that this afternoon, I think is it Nick? Have I got Nick there this afternoon?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
All right, thanks.
Yeah, good. So, look, the point is, you heard me say the word cheese there, of course, in that introduction. And
I did. Yeah.
Are you for or against cheese?
I love cheese.
You love cheese.
I have a little saying that if you don't like cheese, then you must be crackers.
It is a good saying, certainly. And it's a saying that
I say because cheese, you often have cheese with crackers.
Yes, I was getting. I want to bring in another caller. Who's that on the other line?
It's me on the other line, John.
Hello, you on the other line. It's good to talk to you. Thank you for calling in on the other line. Now, you heard Nick there do a little thing about... sorry, say it again, Nick?
If you do, it's a saying I've got.
It's a saying he's got. He's got a
when
saying.
When I meet people.
Sorry, Nick. Hang on a minute. Let me just explain the background to this. George, on the other line, he's got a saying that he says to people. He's got a saying and he's going to say it to you now.
He's got a saying. What's the saying? What's the saying, John?
What's the saying, Nick?
The saying is...
George is saying, what's the saying?
Okay. I'll say the saying, then George will be able to hear it. It's this. I say to people when I meet them, I say, if you don't like cheese,
yes,
then you must be crackers.
He's calling you crackers. Yeah, we got... No.
Because people have cheese and they serve it with crackers.
Yes. George, he's saying you're mentally ill. He's saying you're crackers. If you don't mind me putting it to him,
John, I've got a saying. Can I give a saying back to Nick? John,
has he got a saying as well?
Nick, George is saying he's got a saying.
He's got a saying. Can I hear George's saying?
Yes, George, he wants to hear your saying. Nick wants to hear what you're saying. You're saying.
I've got a saying, Nick. And the saying is that if people eat cheese, they are a moron.
There you go. Because sometimes some morons eat cheese, don't they?
Morons eat cheese. Yeah. Well, the point is, it's just disgusting. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't say a big fan of your show, John. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even say a fan.
No.
But I was listening earlier,
yes,
and you were talking about cheese and a cake. I mean, that's disgusting.
That's right, cheese.
It's just bizarre. Who has cheese? Who in the world likes cheese? I mean, apart from this idiot. Cheese is just wrong. Every part of cheese...
Well, I mean, I want to bring Nick back in there, because, you know, you've got to be... People have different points of view, don't they? You've got to respect people if they eat cheese. And I know we'll come back to this. I know you're very high up in the anti-cheese lobby. But Nick, before that, I mean, what is it about cheese that you think we should be keeping? I mean, do remember we are living in 2016, and we have curd and ham. Do we need cheese?
Yeah, we do. Of course. Yes. I tell you, look. The thing I love about cheese is the cheese dreams. If ever you have a lot of cheese before you go to bed,
yep,
it's well documented. They've had scientists look at it and things, but you have very vivid dreams. And I had the best part of a block of Stilton the other night, and I went to bed.
Yes.
I had a dream about a lady. She's really pretty, and she was being ever so nice to me.
Yep.
And she was really beautiful and just very friendly.
Yep.
And I woke up, and I was quite... wet, and it was because I'd taken the jar of quince to bed as well, and I hadn't realised. I just got a bit excited, and
quince.
I think it must have spilt.
Quince. So you spilt, basically, you had a cheese dream, but it involved you spilling your own quince over yourself.
Exactly, and
right.
I think the point is that if I hadn't been eating cheese, I probably wouldn't have woken up with the quince over me, and I probably would have dreamt about a man, and probably a boring man, and he wasn't very handsome, and it wouldn't have been the same.
Right. Okay. Well, look, it's a fair assessment of the cheese debate. I mean, you have summed up that side of the cheese debate certainly. But George, I want to ask you this question: you don't want cheese. You want to see a world without cheese, right? But here's the thing: where do you get cheese from? That's right, cows, right? So you get milk cows, don't you? Get beef cows, you get cheese cows. Now, if you don't squeeze cheese from cheese cows, they're going to back up with cheese, right? They're cheese udders, which are the udders, of course, that are behind the smaller udders that are behind the milky udders, are more internal. Cheese udders are going to become clogged up with cheese, aren't they? And nobody wants that.
Well, I don't really care about that. I mean, firstly,
wait a minute. You can't not care about a cheese cow.
Well, it depends what cow it is.
It's a cheese cow.
Well, what about, is the cheese cow the same as the Lassen cow?
No. I tell you what, a cheese cow that hasn't had its cheese squeezed out of its cheese udders is not going to be laughing for very long, is it? It's going to be crying. It's going to be a crying cow. Is that what you want? Do you want a crying cow? Do you want to see a crying cow?
Well, I'd just say, how dare he, if I was making a joke, which I'm not. But I want to talk about your colleague and friend, whoever he is on the line, liking cheese and having his cheesy dreams, the dirty son of a cheesemaker. I don't understand.
Cheesemonger. It's called a cheesemonger.
Well, whatever you want to call yourself. I mean, you know, I was right behind, in fact, directly behind Nigel Farage when he was in the European Parliament yesterday talking about this horror of the EU trying to impose cheese on us.
Yes.
And they don't even like us anyway.
No.
They're trying to give us this cheese. I mean, I'm George. I wanted to be called Gorgeous George. But because I live, where I live, John, is in a bit of a crevice, you see. I spend most of my time in the crevice. People call me Gorge George. off of the cheese. And it does my head in, I've got to be honest. And I'll actually live with somebody. I mean, get this, I might shock you. I live with someone who likes cheese, but doesn't just eat them. It has cheese, and the cheese gets all over his hands.
Yes.
So when he goes on to the different places in the house and uses the doors, you are familiar with doors, John. He uses the doors, his hands go onto the door knobs, and leave them cheesy.
Yes, well,
I've got cheesy doorknobs all over my house.
It is a problem, and you're not the only person with that problem. And the advice is to keep those clean. That's the advice from
he licks it off. It's disgusting. What's he doing?
Door experts. Let me ask you this. Well, no, you shouldn't lick doorknobs, no matter how cheesy. Nick, I want to come back to you on this because you know as well as I do, you know the history of this cheese.
Yeah.
First discovered by Alexander Fleming. Obviously, he left a cow in a petri dish overnight, came back, and there was cheese. Now, cheese has gone on to save countless lives, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mainly in the developing world, but further afield, Western nations and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, what would you do if cheese had gone? What would you supply if we went down George's route and we just said, all right, that's the end of cheese. We have no more cheese. We'll put the cheese aside. We will put the cheese beyond use. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you find an alternative?
I'd say there's an argument for that. I'd say there's an argument, theoretically, if you're being, a master of theoretical theory,
yeah,
that you could get rid of sunshine or oxygen or, yeah, I don't know, a child's laughter or, yeah, something.
Yes.
Because they're on a par. If you get rid of cheese, I mean, look, cheese, you talked about cleanliness and cheesy doorknobs.
Doors, yes.
Doorknobs.
The knobs of the doors got cheese on it.
The knobs of the doors, exactly. But cleanliness cheese is next to holiness,
yes,
and a lot of cheese is holy. It has holes in it, and Jesus,
yes,
sounds a bit like cheese.
Jesus.
So
yeah.
I think, basically you're going to heaven with cheese and the other place if not.
Well, it's a good point, isn't it, George? I mean, he's right. Cleanliness is next to holiness, and cheese has holes in it. You can't argue with... Look, what would you say in photographs if you can't say cheese? Yes or no?
Maybe.
No, it's a simple question. What would you say in photographs, yes or no?
I'd say maybe.
I'm going to read
That'd be a really nice world, wouldn't it? Where everybody's photograph was just full of really stilted, gurning people who had their mouths closed, not saying anything, just sitting on the fence.
Maybe.
Stilton.
Little smile on my face. Maybe.
I'm just going to read a list.
I think the time has come to reclaim the word cheesy. It's gone quite pejorative in recent times. And I think in the same way that homosexual people have reclaimed the word queer,
yes,
and black people and so on have reclaimed
other words. Don't say that word.
No, but they've reclaimed other words.
Yes, they have.
And that's, again, it's science.
Yes.
I think, we want to stop saying that things like S Club 7 and Steps are cheesy because being cheesy is a wholly good thing.
Right, okay. Well, all right, you're calling
for
the reclaim.
S Club 7 on your crackers.
Read you a list of cheeses, and I just want, it's going to be so simple, yes or no from both of you here. Stilton.
Yes.
No.
Brie.
Yes.
No.
Halloumi.
Yes. Hello. Yeah, hello me.
Gruyere.
Yeah, it wouldn't be in my top 12.
No.
But yes.
Boursin.
Good. Boursin's a good gateway drug for cheese.
No.
A lot of kids get into cheese through Boursin.
No.
Ah, it's just no.
Feta.
I'm pausing, but I love cheese. No. Yes, feta.
No. No.
And then...
No.
And there...
No. Hello?
And there.
No.
Halloumi.
Just for balance,
leave.
Yes.
Leave.
This is not Gouda.
Leave the... We must leave the debate.
Oh, brilliant of you.
Leave the debate. Could you please sum up the debate in one word? Nick first.
Don't have buskers on.
it's not a word, is it?
Quickly.
No.
What, one word?
Buskers.
Right. George, one word.
Go doorknobs.
Thanks. Right, if you've got an opinion on whether or not we do need cheese in post-Brexit Britain, is it out of date? Should we just get rid of cheese? Are we, to appropriate Nick's amusing little saying, crackers if we like cheese, or crackers if we don't? Do we still need cheese in 2016? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique. Sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95 DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Canterbury and Kent, the coastbound A2 is closed because of a serious accident just before the junction of the A2050. Through Northamptonshire, the northbound M1, two lanes closed, an accident between junction 18, the A5, and junction 19 for the M6. And staying in Northamptonshire, the A5 is closed in both directions between Weedenbeck and Church Stowe because of an accident. Lane closures on both sides of the M5 in Worcestershire near junction 8 for the M50 after an accident this morning. I'm Dave Stamford.
Today on Talk Radio, straight after John Holmes from 4, it's Fast Lane Conversation with Sam Delaney.
It's all grist to the mill for us to get stuck into, isn't it? So why don't we?
It all kicks off with the Brothers Gould at 7. And from 10, don't miss the undisputed king of late night radio, Ian Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reactions coming in for the debate this afternoon. We had Nick and George, Talk Radio listeners, who called in on 08444991000 to discuss. So we sent into a little bit of an argument at the end there, but do we need cheese? What do you think? Do we need cheese in this day and age? A lot of reactions coming in, as I say. What have you got, Cornelius?
Elderly lady says, you kids don't know you're born during the war. We were rationed on cheese powder, which we had to collect 3 stamps a week from the jurymen and collect the cheese powder to spread on the cheese, on the cracker powder, and then wash it down with a glass of water powder.
Yes, well, you know, it was a luxury back then.
Mm, and Net's mum says cheese should be banned from school. You disgusting feta shit.
Thank you very much. I've got one here. This is from at man on Twitter. Just says, think of the mice, which is a good point because I don't think anyone is. And a lot of people pointing out, of course, that there were trials in Sweden a few years ago where they banned cheese, but of course it just pushed cheese underground, didn't it? And it went on the black market, of course. And now they're talking about bringing it back, making cheese legal again, because cheese has been found medicinally to help cannabis sufferers. So that's what's happening in Sweden. If you've got an opinion, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
To wait on Twitter.
Start your message any word you'd like.
But now it's time for showbiz. us to review the week's showbiz on a Thursday. Rhys is a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. So here he is with a roundup of it. Good afternoon, Rhys.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So where, what dizzy heights of celebrity are you taking us to first?
We are starting with the end of the Rita or Becky with the good hair rumour.
Oh, no, I remember you telling us about this some time ago, and I didn't understand it then, and I don't understand it now.
Basically, Beyonce brought out an album, and one of the songs was regarding... It sounded like she was calling out her husband, Jay-Z, with the rapping and the stuff, for cheating with the woman who she says, you better go call Becky with the good hair. And a lot of people thought that that was Rita Ora, because she'd been going around with a necklace that had Jay on it.
You're right.
Yep, and was also Snapchatted wearing a lemon-themed bra. So that was where the sleuths got them. But no,
a lemon-themed bra?
Well, I think it was lemons on the, you know, the cups. I think.
Right.
I didn't pay enough
attention. No.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a Snapchat. It only lasted 10 seconds. I couldn't really.
Fine. And the J could have stood. Oh, it's long enough. The J could have stood for juice, couldn't it? Because Rita Ora is too orangey for crows.
Indeed,
So that could have been like the juice drink.
Yep.
So the rumour is put to bed?
Yes, she's come out and said that assertions that she was Becky with the good hair were rude and disrespectful. But she doesn't say untrue there, actually.
No, she doesn't. And also, her name's not Becky.
This is true, yep.
Which the sleuth should have looked at first.
Her name's not Becky.
No, and if you remember the album, Beyonce said Becky with the good hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But Rita Ora is called Rita, isn't she?
And her hair's terrible. Yeah. No, I'm joking. It's lovely.
This is groundbreaking stuff.
So it could well... So the sleuths weren't possibly knocking up the wrong tree there.
Conspiracy theorists, slightly wider the mark.
Yeah. All right. So, well, that's that rumour put to bed. Great. I love showbiz. What's next?
Zayn Malik is going head-to-head with his ex, Perry Edwards, as they both release books. I mean, it's a bit thingy to say head-to-head because they're releasing them 11 days apart and Perry Edwards' book is actually just a chapter in the Little Mix book. But, you know, showbiz. Perry Edwards is in Little Mix, the group of girls with the singing and the stuff. Yeah. And Zayn Malik used to be in One D.
One Direction, that's right, yes.
Yeah, now he's just 1D on his own.
Is he the one who won't play any gigs because of his anxiety attack? Is that
yes,
saying,
yeah, okay, I believe
fine.
So.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
The cool one, as he likes to call himself.
If you like.
Yeah. They broke off their engagement last year, and now they're going head-to-head in the book world.
Oh, I see. I didn't realise. They were an item, were they?
They certainly were,
yes. They're engaged.
Right. Okay, fine. And now they're going... Right. But this is also in competition with my book, which is out now, of course.
Yep.
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
You say competition. I mean, yours is going to blow theirs out of water.
I should think so, Rhys, yeah. You know, full of the... mine's full of the showbiz. And, you know, I used to go out with one of Little Mixes as well. And read about that in my Kiss and Tell book.
There it is. You still haven't had that boob job for the selling of the book.
No, that's true. We did talk about that, didn't we?
We did indeed.
Yes, I should have the boob job. Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. I mean, as you say, publicity would be pretty good for that.
Oh, no, definitely.
Has boob job in order to get books sold.
That would make the showbiz.
Yeah. And you could report upon it.
Yes, I could, yeah.
To my own face.
Yep.
Right, so... Yep, finish the book story. What's next?
Yep. Austin Mahoney has brought out a new song. I'm not sure what Austin Mahoney is, to be fair. But he's brought out a new song that's been branded creepy, as apparently the lyrics are encouraging fans to send him nude photos. I believe we've got a clip.
Oh, can't wait to hear this.
Send it to my phone. Send it to my phone. You already know I keep it on the low. Maybe you can trust me. Promise I'm alone. I won't tell a soul. Send it to my phone. Send it to my phone. Send it to my phone. You already know I'll keep it on the low. Maybe you can trust me. Promise I'm alone. I won't tell a soul. Send it to my phone.
It gets really weird here.
Get in the mirror so I can see it clear. Maybe I'm not.
Oh, wow.
You know I'm staying here. I know you want to share. Baby, might as well. You know I keep it true. You know I never tell. I'm sure you took a few. Me wanted to. I know when the hell I blink, that can only mean one thing. You know what I like, what I've been waiting on. What's taking so long? Send it to my phone. Send it to my phone.
Solid.
Send it to my phone.
What a
sick pervert.
It is. It's like really disgusting.
It's a bit
stuff,
needy as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, this is obviously, you know, this is what the kids do, isn't it?
They
all do the sexty, don't they? The sexty themselves, and they take the nudie picture and they send it to each other and that. And he's, you know, and he's going to keep it on the low, I heard he said there.
Mm.
Which I thought was the opposite of the point of the, I don't know.
It says phone really weird as well, which was winding me up.
Phone. Send it to my phone.
Yeah.
Send it to my phone.
Couldn't get my head around that one.
Yeah. Couldn't get my head around it. It's quite complicated.
You steal my catchphrase one more time and there will be trouble.
I apologise.
So what? So who is he? What is he?
He's an American singer-songwriter.
Right. And he's just, so is he, is this just because he wants to get nudie pictures on his phone? And he
sounds
just,
like it, yeah. I mean,
but I see what they mean. It is creepy.
It is pretty direct. There's no innuendo about it, is there? It's going straight to the point.
I watched the video as well because I got the clip for this. And, it's just pictures. You know, it's just him on his phone looking at girls in bikinis on his phone. It's really creepy.
That's not right, is it, these
it's
things?
It's not.
No.
You know, this day and age, that is a creepy and wrong thing to do, I think.
Agreed.
And especially given, you know, in all seriousness, the stories of revenge porn and all this stuff that the kids are doing. Now, it's just, I mean, I don't want to sound old, but frankly, that's sending the wrong message. Although, if anyone's got one, I'll know.
No.
Send it to my phone. Send it to my phone. I keep it on the low. I don't know what that means.
Think of the people who actually listen to this show, John.
Oh, God, no. Don't send anything. No. And Vernon Kay, if you're listening, don't. Don't. Just stop it now. Reese, will you hang about?
I will indeed.
Thank you very much. If you want to take a selfie at any point during the news,
I will, yeah.
You,
yeah. I'll go for that. Yeah.
Send it to my phone. Then. I hope Moose isn't listening to this.
No, absolutely.
It's not what you want, is it?
See his Moose.
Moose off of TalkSport.
His Moose knuckle.
I don't want to see that.
I don't think anybody does, to be honest.
I don't think he can. His gut's in the way. Right, it's 3:30. we'll be doing a game of Paul Rossmaster very shortly indeed with James Whale, the legendary broadcaster James Whale. We'll be playing Paul Rossmaster today. Reese will be staying around to do some more showbiz in a bit. And here's the news with Toby Maguire.
Talk Radio.
A controversial nuclear plant in Somerset will now go ahead despite national security concerns. The power station at Hinkley Point C will be the most expensive the world has seen. Shortly after taking over from David Cameron, Theresa May put the brakes on the project. Shadow Energy Secretary Barry Gardner says the government caused a commercial crisis by delaying.
They sent shockwaves through the industry and unions alike. They risked a diplomatic dispute with one of our key future trading partners. And in the end, all they've done is pretend to give themselves powers which they already possess.
The mother and grandmother of a baby mauled to death by a banned American pit bull have been jailed for 2 years. Molly Mae Wotherspoon was savaged in a sustained attack at her home in Daventry in October 2014. The six-month-old suffered a catalogue of injuries, including a broken skull. Two people murdered at a flat in North London are believed to be a mother of nine and her 21-year-old nephew. They were found shot dead in East Finchley just after 6:30 this morning. This neighbour is a family friend.
We know from back home, then we came here.
Where's home?
Tumble. Oh my goodness, I'm shocked. I didn't expect that.
The Bank of England has kept interest rates on hold after last month's emergency cut. The Monetary Policy Committee voted unanimously to leave the base rate at 0.25%. And Apple says its initial stocks of the iPhone 7 Plus and the jet black version of the iPhone 7 have sold out. The latest version of the smartphone goes on sale tomorrow morning. Here's your weather. Warm and sunny for most today. Some cloud in the northwest. Tonight, rain moving across the north and occasional storms in the south. Overnight lows, 15 degrees Celsius.
Toby there with the news. Thank you very much, Toby. Toby or not Toby there had the news. So, as I say, James Whale. The legendary broadcaster will be joining us for a game of Paul Rossmaster in the next half an hour on this very programme. But before that, Reese will be back with some showbiz. A man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz reviewing the showbiz. This is on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look,
Listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Send it to my phone. Send it to my phone. No one's sent anything to my phone, but that's because I didn't give the number out. But why not send a picture to this number? 8722.
No. I don't think we can get pictures via the text anyway.
Can you?
No.
No.
Twitter? Send it to my Twitter. A photo of your... Oh, no.
No.
Should we do some more showbiz? Reese is here, he works for TalkSport, doesn't know anything about showbiz, has got no interest in it, but we make him review it anyway, because contractually he's kind of obliged to. So, Reese, we have discussed the Rita Ora rumour, mm-hmm. We've discussed something to do with someone from One Direction and a Little Mix.
Yep.
And we have discussed a man and his creepy perv song. What's next?
Up next is the most tenuous news story I've ever been handed. Cheryl Fernandez, Rossini, Cole, Tweedney, whatever her name is her ex, John Bernard Fernandez. Keep up. Fernandez, it's like reading off team sheets. It's ridiculous. Yeah, her ex is getting over talks that she is possibly planning a baby with the other guy from One Direction, Liam Payne. He's getting over talks that they're going to have a baby by having pictures with a glamorous model and breathe.
It's complicated showbiz, isn't it?
Yep.
I can't get my head around it.
Okay. So the...
You say it better.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I don't understand.
No, neither do I.
Basically, someone who used to go out with someone...
Yep.
...has broken up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
The someone who's going out with someone else...
Yep.
...they're talking about having a baby.
Yep.
Obviously, they're doing that publicly because they're in showbiz.
Uh-huh.
They work for showbiz.
Indeed.
And the other guy... who used to go out is now seeing a model in order to get back at them for talking about having a baby.
Apparently they're just friends, but apparently the pictures in the designer bar is helping him get over the talks of a baby with his ex and the one... Oh, man.
Gosh.
Whenever I get bad news, that's what I do. I have a photo of a model.
Yes, but the one you have a photo with is normally like one of those little Airfix things.
Yeah.
A Messerschmitt.
Yeah, no, exactly that.
Yeah.
But it cheers me up.
Yeah. I've seen that picture of you with that. Send it to my phone.
I did.
I know, it's horrible. It's not supposed to go there. Messerschmitt. What else have you got?
Liz Hurley has had an argument with a taxi driver outside her house in London. She was apparently seen pointing her finger at him and then later laughed the argument off. News.
Great, next.
Yep. Tina Malone from Shameless, that one.
I know Shameless, which one's Tina Malone?
The aged scouse one. Lost a load of weight.
Yes.
Yeah, she wants her third baby, but she's got to have it by March because she thinks 55 is too old to have a baby. She caused controversy last year after having her baby called Flame at the age... Well, it was a year ago, so I assume she's 53 now, so 52.
That is quite old to have a baby, though, isn't
Yes, she had IVF, and she called her baby Flame.
Flame.
Yep. Which is weird.
And now she wants another one.
Yes, but...
I mean, that wouldn't stand in anyone's way, the right of anyone to have a baby.
No, absolutely.
But that's I think, biologically speaking, that's
risky.
It's risky, isn't it?
Apparently she can't convince her toy boy lover to keep up with her demands, which is a mental image I didn't need.
Send it to your phone.
Oof.
Great, good show. Who's next?
Bella Hadid, the model, has fallen over on the catwalk. She stacked it going round a corner at the Michael Kors New York Fashion Week show. Yeah, she seemed composed and elegant, but ultimately caught her heel in something and she fell over.
Right.
I hope there were people standing around screaming it. I mean, I know that's a little bit juvenile, but... You know, they're sort of paid to
walk in big shoes, and she's kind of got that wrong. It's a little bit sickening. But
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a tough job.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
No, no, it isn't. Yeah. No,
I'd like to see you walk a mile in her shoes.
I'd walk a mile in her shoes.
I'd like to see that.
I could show you that.
Can you send it to my phone?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Anything else?
No, that's it for
Thank
this week.
Christ for that. Right, that's Reese with a roundup of showbiz here on... I think we're good at this showbiz stuff. We should do more of it. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
You know, we cover
showbiz
it
update.
Totally in depth. Mm. It's just like Johnny from the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm still better than him, even now. we will, speaking of Paul Ross, be bringing you Paul Rossmaster next before 4 o'clock. James Whale, no less, will be having a go on nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Next, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At or protected.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Canterbury and Kent, the coastbound A2 is closed because of a serious accident just before the junction of the A2050. Through Northamptonshire, the northbound M1, two lanes closed, an accident between junction 18, the A5, and junction 19 for the M6. And staying in Northamptonshire, the A5 is closed in both directions between Weedon Bec and Church Stowe because of an accident. Lane closures on both sides of the M5 in Worcestershire near junction 8 for the M50 after an accident this morning. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening. Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, just ahead of today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, just to look through the news as we're supposed to do. Breaking news, of course, the Hinkley Point C has been given the government go-ahead. We know money from the French and Chinese. It's just been announced that North Korea are also going to fund it. The government have said that... the successful nuclear tests that North Korea have been doing put them in the front place. So money coming from North Korea for Hinkley Point. The news, just looking at it though, it's quite complicated.
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
I know you can't, Cornelius, but it's all right because, as you know, we are here to help. And the way we help, if we know a lot of people find the news quite complicated and they just can't get their head around it. And we help by taking the news each day and breaking it down to its component parts. And when you do that, when you take news just away, just take it aside, apply some tools to it and just sort of strip back
the layers. Maybe hold it in a vise, go into a shed, strip back the layers of the news. And when you do that, what you end up with, right down, is the basic component of the news. The very element, if you like, of how the news is made up. And as you'll know, that's Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
List of MPs who don't like Corbyn published, which is all of them.
The news in haikus. It's time to play Paul Rossmaster. And on the line to play Paul Rossmaster today, I'm very pleased, nay, honoured to welcome the legendary broadcaster that is Mr. James Whale. Good afternoon, James Whale.
John, hello. That can only mean old. Legend means old.
I would not use those words. Although, I did want to say to you was, of course, I remember well from my student days your late night radio show / TV show. We were just talking about this, and I was just telling some youngsters around here how good that used to be back in the day when you were doing that. Because it was rare, wasn't it? It was like kind of a radio, but televised, but it actually worked for once.
Well, it did. It was the pre-runner to things like Chris Evans' show and various other things. And yeah, you're right. I'm always amazed. I meet people and I think, oh, I did that in the 90s. It wasn't that long ago. And then somebody said to me the other day, well, it was only four in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Does that make you feel a bit old?
It does, yeah, it does. But, you know, time moves on. You just have to reinvent yourself and stay relevant, don't you?
You do indeed. And I have to tell you as well that I do enjoy listening to your Radio Kent show, which I do at the weekend.
Very much indeed. Does that mean you live in the garden of England?
I live in Canterbury, so yes.
Well, you know, I can be found quite often in a pub in Bridge. This will be very boring to people in the north of England, but yes.
Yes. Well, which pub in Bridge is it?
Well, the one that's owned by a Frenchman.
Yeah, okay, fine, I know. Yeah good. Yeah. All right, so thank you for playing, Paul Rossmaster. Now, what you'll get are three questions. A, B and C answers, mostly, for you to answer. What you're looking for, James, is you're looking to score some points. And that will put you at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else that's ever played Paul Rossmaster.
Right, okay. So, well, I know Paul quite well. Now, I know. Whether that's going to help or hinder, I'm not sure.
Well, we'll soon find out. I was going to say that, of course, your knowledge of Paul Ross is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. But that may not help in this particular, because, you know, maybe some of my knowledge of Paul I may not want to share with anybody.
Yes, it's all right. I'll share that for you.
Okay, fine.
Right, okay, so here we go. James Whale, broadcaster extraordinaire, playing Paul Rossmaster on Talk Radio. Here we go. Question number one, James. Right. It's current movie film release news now. And a current movie film on current movie film release is, of course, War Dogs. Which, to be honest, in this Paul Ross-based quiz, would be like shooting fish, dogfish, I suppose, in a barrel. Instead, let's concentrate on the recent movie film release, Bridget Jones's Paul Ross.
Right.
40-something singleton Bridget Jones becomes pregnant with the full-set, full-term Talk Radio breakfast host in her tummy, and from this weak premise, something mildly amusing occurs. The plot mainly revolves around Bridget being unsure of the father. Was it her recent boyfriend, or was it her new fling? Or did Paul Ross get in her as a result of an illicit liaison on a roundabout near Maidenhead? But Bridget Jones's Paul Ross isn't the only radio-based rom-com. Name the other one. Is it A, When Harry Met Sally Traffic from Radio 2? Is it B, 10 Things I Hate About Julia Hartley Brewer? There's actually an extended version of that where it's about a million things. Or is it C, Sleepless in Paul Gambaccini?
Well, let's knock off Sleepless. sleepless in Paul Gambaccini for a start, because that's been proved not to have been a fact.
Yes.
Let's talk about Julia Hartley Brewer,
yes,
who I have worked with on other radio stations.
Yep.
That is quite likely. Just remind me what the other one was.
When Harry Met Sally, Traffic from Radio 2.
Yeah, now, I have met Sally Traffic on a couple of occasions when appearing with Steve Wright in the afternoon, and I would plump for that, because I would think that Sally Traffic probably does a very good impersonation of an orgasm.
You'd be absolutely right. I'm told by many Radio 2 presenters that is the case. That is the right answer. Here's question number two. History news. And it was exactly on this day, September the 15th, in 1835, that Charles Darwin's ship HMS Beagle reached the Galapagos Islands. It was here that Darwin was able to perfect his theory of evolution, discovering that there is a direct link between full-set breakfast radio presenters and apes. As a result of Darwin's research, we now know that apes will more or less take any job offered to them, be it fronting a low-budget challenge TV quiz or food-based game show A Slice of the Action on the Carlton Food Network. Darwin also uncovered early fossil record evidence that indicated that apes throw their own excrement at people, something which has persisted to this day with the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast Show.
Yep.
But the Galapagos Islands weren't the only key to modern science. Name the other key that is the correct answer to this question. James, was it A, Alexander Fleming, who left Talk Radio's Saturday weekend breakfast presenter overnight in a Petri dish, and when he came back the next morning, he discovered Penny Smithsillin? Was it B, Isaac Newton, who discovered Zane Lowe when the former Radio 1 DJ dropped Apple Music on him from up a tree? Or was it C, Stuart Marconi, who, with his assistant Radcliffe, were the first to discover that BBC Radio 6 music is, these days, a bit up its own arse?
Well, this is interesting, because I know quite a lot about this. First of all, Marconi, and whatever his other name is,
yes,
would never get a job on anything other than the BBC. So I think we have to wipe that out.
Right.
Because that's purely, as you say, up their own orifice.
Yeah.
Number two. Now, number two is interesting because, of course, a lot of people may not have heard of that particular person. But Zane Lowe is rather like the king's new suit of clothes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
We all know he's completely crass, rather stupid, and with no talent whatsoever.
Yeah.
But, of course, if you mix in certain circles, oh, he's great, isn't he? It's a bit like that grim person on Radio 1 at the moment who really, I don't know,
yes,
no idea. So we have to go with number one. Obviously, that is the answer.
Is the right answer. Very good. Good, yes. Very good. Question number three next. You're doing very well. But question number three is a music question, James. Well, have a listen to this music. And here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. Well, that was, of course, Here I Go Again by the albino reptile-inspired rock men Whitesnake. Here's your unrelated question. The ancestors of modern radio presenters such as Paul Ross may have existed half a billion years ago, a lot earlier than previously thought, a study out this week says. Researchers have identified a previously unclassifiable fossil that was long believed to belong to the full-set breakfast class of presenters, but could actually be from an earlier time. The tiny broadcasting animal that they've discovered is thought to have hunted for prey using its long, grasping, tentacle-like headphone cables, just like modern squid and octopi. Here's your question. Name five famous pies.
Well, obviously, chicken and ham is right at the top.
Yeah.
leek and potato is another favourite.
Yep.
Steak and ale is delightful. I love that
put
one.
Put a time
as well.
On you. Yeah.
Here's one that not a lot of people like. Kipper and horseradish. Debone the kippers,
yes.
Skin the kippers, put them into a pie, a flaky pastry,
yes.
And mix with a very strong horseradish sauce. Very nice indeed. And thirdly, for the vegetarians that are out there, leek, potato, chive, and asparagus. You can't, and with a little blue cheese thrown in, possibly stinking bishop. I do like a bit of stinking bishop. I don't know about you.
Yes, I always do. Yes.
Do you? Yeah. Because you know, I think stinking bishop has an interesting history. And once you start talking about bishops and stinking in the
let's
go down that road. Actually, yes. Leave that to Paul and his breakfast show.
Good idea.
But those are my favourite pies.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, the question was named five famous pies, not your favourite pies. But let's see what I had written on the card. I had named five famous pies: steak and kidney. Well, I might give you that because
isn't it? That's steak and kidney. Actually, I don't find that very nice. That's another one.
Well, that's not really the rules. It's famous. Anyway, listen, steak and kidney. I had named five famous pies. Chart.
What?
A pie chart, obviously.
Oh, pie chart. Yes.
The pieman that Simple Simon met while going to the fair.
Yeah.
3.14159263358979732384 and so on.
Yeah.
Pie and American.
The Pie record label from back in the day.
Yeah.
Lots of really big songs on it, including Labby Siffrey.
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about now. But anyway, or you could have had Mag as a bonus. We're going to go to find out your score. James Whale we're just going to... Now, bear with us, because we have to fire up the system. I know you've been in here to talk radio. You know how slow the equipment is. We've just got to fire up the system to work out your score. It's a dial-up system. You're looking for some points to get to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else. Just a dial-up system. Oh, we're in. Okay, fine. Right, just going to type in the details so the computer, such as it is, can work out your score. Some points. We're looking for some points.
Hang on 2 seconds. Something wrong. How do you spell James Whale?
I've no idea. I'm dyslexic.
Okay. Where did you come in? Where did you come in, Big Brother?
No idea. I've forgotten all about it.
Okay.
Third week in or so. I've no idea. I only think of tomorrow, not of yesterday.
Rightly so.
Okay. How do you spell tomorrow?
No idea. I'm dyslexic.
Okay.
Don't ask me how to spell anything, otherwise I might slap you next time.
And you'd be well within your rights, James. Oh.
I'm just going to print it and end this.
You need to get him under control.
All right. It's quite a slow printer. We are looking for James Wales points. Oh, God, come on, print. Good. James Whale is looking for some points.
I can confirm that James Whale, the dyslexic, scored some points!
James Whale got some points. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much indeed. The fact I've got Paul Ross sitting on the floor in my office here, does that disqualify me or not?
I'd say that moves you slightly further up the leaderboard, actually.
Paul, is that all right with you? Oh, he's gone to sleep. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he will have done. He gets up early.
Yeah.
He gets very tired from the, dogging. Thank you very much, James. That's James Whale playing Paul Ross Master, bringing us to the end of the show today. That's about all we've got time for. So we'll be back tomorrow. Sam Delaney's up next with Drive. We'll be back tomorrow from 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. Chloe, get us the hell out of here.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.